Sound check 1-2. Grizzlies baseball live from Valley Strong Ballpark in just 5 minutes. Tune in. Good afternoon and welcome to Grizzlies Baseball, Game 6 of this 6-game set in Visalia from Valley Strong Ballpark, live from Visalia. I'm Ben Hensley, filling in for Stephen Rice, looking to get the Grizzlies a split in this series. They're currently trailing 2-3 after dropping the last two ball games. Last night's ball game, tough loss for the Grizzlies, 6-3. Grizzlies once again jumped out front to the early lead. Again, that's the ninth time in the last 11 ball games, dating back to the first game against Stockton last week in Fresno, where the Grizzlies have jumped out to an early lead. They led 1-0 after one. The Rawhide came back with three runs of their own in the bottom of the fourth and another three in the bottom of the seventh on a tough inning for Grizzlies reliever Justin Lohr. The Grizzlies were able to tack on two runs late in the top of the eighth inning, but were unable to do anything else in the top of the ninth against the Rawhide pitcher Rio Britton, who actually went 2 1/3 innings, taking over for Daniel Nunez, who pitched a strong 6 2/3 inning, gave up six hits, one run, it was earned, and eight strikeouts against the Grizzlies in last night's loss. On the other side of the scorecard, Grizzlies threw out Brian Perez in last night's ballgame. He went six innings. Decent performance for Perez. Gave up six hits, three runs, they were earned. He did walk two and struck out six in the tough luck loss for Brian Perez. Today's matchup is going to feature the right-handed pitcher Denny Lorando for the Visalia Rawhide, for the host Visalia Rawhide. Lorando comes in with a 5-5 record on the season. Overall, a 3.80 earned run average. He has started 21 games and appeared in 21 games. Every one of them has been a start. He's gone 85 1/3 innings this year, giving up 72 hits, 51 runs, 36 of them earned. So this Visalia defense, which is tied for second in the California League defensive rankings, well, they've let him down just a little bit this year, as he also has 62 walks and 96 strikeouts on his line. On the other side for Fresno, they will fire out left-hander Stu Flesland III. He makes his second appearance in this series. His first appearance came back on Tuesday, in which Flesland started the ball game for the Grizzlies. He went five innings and picked up the win, increased his record to 2-2. Overall, on the season, Flesland has appeared in 30 games. He has made five starts. In fact, his last four appearances have been from the starting position, starting pitcher role. This will be his sixth start on the season. He has pitched for 58 1/3 innings, given up 57 hits, 29 runs, 26 of them earned. He's also only allowed two home runs on the year. So Flesland looks to limit the long ball for the Grizzlies, something that bit them a little bit in last night's ball game. They gave up two home runs in last night's game. Also, Flesland has walked 26 on the year, struck out six. He has hit six batters as he looks to get Fresno back to Chukchansey Park with a win. Now, folks, if you were on Twitter last night, you may have noticed that the San Jose Giants announced that they had locked up the playoffs. Well, folks, after doing a little bit of math, we found out that that's a bit inaccurate. There is still a very slim chance for Fresno to make the playoffs. They are currently standing in third in the California North Division standings behind Modesto. Modesto, however, won the first half of the regular season. So with Modesto winning that first half and being six games back of San Jose, well, Fresno fans, you can actually put on two hats and wear a Modesto Nuts hat for the next seven ball games. If Modesto is able to win out and Fresno is able to win out, mind you, Fresno and San Jose will meet in Fresno starting tomorrow at 4:05 on Labor Day for a six-game set to wrap up the season. Well, if Fresno and Modesto both win out and San Jose loses today and all of their six games against Fresno in Fresno, well, then Fresno will actually end up making the postseason. So fans, we'll be back in just a moment after this. Starting lineups and first pitch, national anthem in just a moment. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, and the Bally Live app.
Whoa, even parked, you can hear the 2024 Toyota Tacoma's powerful engine. Ultra-responsive torque. I could pull a jet ski, dirt bikes, construction materials. Should I start flipping houses? Oh, wow. Is that the 2024 Land Cruiser? iForce Max Hybrid Powertrain, full-time four-wheel drive. This Land Cruiser is legendary. Am I worthy? Where do I go? Where can't I go? How much vacation time do I have left? Oh, find yourself in a capable, reliable new Toyota today. Toyota, let's go places.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Fresno State Night returns to Chuck Chancey Park as the Fresno Grizzlies face off against the San Jose Giants on September 5th. Faculty and alumni can grab a special 2 for $10 ticket deal at FresnoGrizzlies.com/offers. See you on September 5th for Fresno State Night.
Welcome back to Grizzlies Baseball. It's officially afternoon baseball, so I can say good afternoon wherever you're listening, however you're listening, live from Valley Strong Ballpark. We're bringing you game six of this six-game set. And if you just tuned in, we gave you a little bit of the California League information as the Grizzlies are still in the hunt. It's going to take a little bit of luck. But if the baseball gods can shine brightly on the Fresno Grizzlies, then who knows? Maybe we could end up in the postseason. So let's first take a rundown of the California North and South Division standings. First, starting with the South. It is a tight battle down south. Lake Elsinore currently leads in the standings, 35-24 record. Visalia one game back on Lake Elsinore after Elsinore dropping last night's ball game to the Modesto Nuts 6-4. So again, these Visalia Rawhide looking to try to remain in the hunt. The Grizzlies looking to spoil the party here at Valley Strong Ballpark. Rancho Cucamonga sits only three games behind the leading Lake Elsinore Storm. And Inland Empire, the 66ers, are only five games back. So a very tight playoff race in the California South Division. Really all four teams still in the hunt. Even though Inland is a little bit further out of the hunt than the rest of them, they are all still in the hunt heading into the last week of the season. On the Grizzlies side, California North Division standings, the Grizzlies currently sit seven games back in third place. Modesto, with the win last night, improved to six games back of the division-leading San Jose Giants, who come in with a record of 33-26. The Grizzlies in the second half, still seven games under 500, 26-33. They're also seven games back of those Giants and Stockton in the cellar at 19-40 in the second half. 14 games and have been out of the playoff talk for quite some time to this point. So again, if you're just joining us, the Grizzlies, well, they do have a slim chance to make the playoffs. If they are able to win out and Modesto wins out and the Giants lose out, the Grizzlies will be in postseason play. So folks, thanks for tuning in. Let's give you the starting lineups for these squads. First, for the hosting Visalia Rawhide, leading off and playing shortstop, Christopher Taurean. Batting second and playing center field, Anderson Rojas. In the three hole, playing second base, Demetrio Crisantes. Batting cleanup for these Rawhide, Angel Ortiz playing right field. Kenny Castillo doing the designated hitting, and he'll bat fifth. Ruben Santana playing third base, wearing number 20, will bat sixth. Ben McLaughlin, the first baseman, he'll bat seventh. Alberto Barija will do the catching, and he'll bat eighth. And Jefferson Pena will bat ninth, playing left field, all of them backing up the Rawhide starter, Denny Lorando. Starting pitcher, number 12, right-hander, will face off against Fresno. On the Fresno side of things, your Fresno Grizzlies lineup brought to you by Toyota, Steve Solis's lineup. Leading off, a little bit of a different look this afternoon. Tevin Tucker leading off, playing second base. Aiden Longwell will bat second, playing first. Braylon Wimmer at shortstop will bat third. Felix Tena, who's shown some power in this series already with two home runs, will bat cleanup in right field. And his power buddy, Blake Wright, who's also homered twice in this series, will bat fifth and play third base. Tommy Hopfe, the Fresno State product, just called up this week, batting sixth in center field. He's played left field in the last three ball games. He will now start in center. Juan Castillo doing the catching behind the plate. He'll bat seventh. Batting eighth, Jason Hinchman in left field. And batting ninth, Ben McCabe doing the designated hitting. All of them backing up their starter and your Fresno Grizzlies starter, Stu Flesland III. The left-hander wearing number 18, tall left-hander, will do the starting for the Grizzlies. Flesland from Fresland, just up north, as we hope to send the Grizzlies back home 40 miles up north with a win here in Game 6 of this six-game set. Folks, we're just about to have the national anthem and then first pitch, so stick around, and we will have Grizzlies versus Rawhide in just a moment.
United States, hanging proudly above that right field scoreboard. For those that can rise, please stand and remove your caps for the singing of our national anthem. Here today to sing the national anthem, please welcome Noah Gregg.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed, that the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watch, were so gallantly streaming, and a rugged red glare, the bones bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star spangle banner yet wave, o'er the land of the free, and the home of the
Welcome back to Valley Strong Ballpark. First pitch just in just a moment between the Rawhide and the Fresno Grizzlies. And fans, before we get started, remember to come out to the ballpark tomorrow at Chicchansi. We are playing some Labor Day baseball starting at 4:05. It's going to be a 4:05 start. So again, if you are just tuning in, if you haven't heard all week, the start tomorrow has been moved up. 4:05 tomorrow from Chicchansi Park. But first, these Grizzlies look to pull even in the series and force a series split with this Visalia Rawhide club, and they will face off against right-handed pitcher Denny Lorando. Lorando was claimed off of waivers last year in December 2023 out of Villa Clara in Cuba. He's got a four-seamer, a curveball, changeup, sinker, and cutter, so five-pitch repertoire for this tall right-hander. 6'2", 180 pounds, 21-year-old comes in with a 5-5 record, 3.80 earned run average. He has started 21 games, 85 and a third innings pitched, 72 hits, 51 runs, 36 earned runs, 7 home runs allowed. So the Grizzlies may be hoping to tack on a couple of long balls in this afternoon's ball game. So the Grizzlies playing the early game in the California League. Of course, three other games to follow, as Rancho will take on San Jose in San Jose, as the Grizzlies fans will be rooting for the Quakes to come away with that ball game. Keep in mind, if San Jose loses, then all it takes is the Grizzlies to sweep the San Jose Giants in Fresno this upcoming week, starting on Monday. And they will also be looking to Modesto to continue their winning ways as they look to pick up another victory against Lake Elsinore. They'll be starting at 1:15. Inland Empire at Stockton later on this evening. We won't be able to bring you that score, as that game is set to start at 6:05. So again, a very pleasant good afternoon to you, wherever you are, wherever you're listening. We are live from Valley Strong Ballpark, and we are ready to get started here as Tevin Tucker, the leadoff man for the Grizzlies, makes his way to the plate as the pregame festivities are all set and concluded, and we are ready to get underway here in Visalia. So a sunny afternoon, 12:05 start, actually 12:10, getting started just about 5 minutes late as the first pitch is set. And Lorando on the first pitch, it is in there for a strike, and we are underway at 12:10 in the afternoon here in Visalia. So an early strike for Denny Lorando, the starting pitcher for the Rawhide, facing off against Tevin Tucker. As Lorando taking all sorts of time getting the sign, and now Tucker calls timeout. I'm curious if Tucker called timeout and maybe saved Lorando a pitch clock violation, as Lorando could not make his mind up, could not get on the same page as his catcher. Now he enters the windup and delivers, and this one is inside. Tucker scoots out of the way, and he is ahead in the count now. Two balls and no strikes. Actually, I believe it's 1-1. The first pitch on my clock was a strike. As the 1-1 pitch, here it comes. It's grounded out towards third. Third baseman Santana up with it. Throws across the diamond to McLaughlin, and we are underway here in Visalia. 5-3 the putout on that play. As the number two hitter, Aiden Longwell, steps in. Longwell in yesterday's ballgame, it was the tale of two ballgames, as he started the game with a single in the first, a double in the third, and then was retired in three consecutive at-bats on strikes. So Longwell, the left-handed batter, looking to get back in his hitting ways against Lorando. The first pitch to him is upstairs for ball one. It's 1-0. Longwell comes in, 3-10 on the year. Got four home runs, 32 runs batted in. As the 1-0 pitch, here it comes. That swung on and missed, and the count's even at one. Also on the year, Longwell with 23 walks, 33 strikeouts. And if he reaches, he's stolen base three times, been caught twice, as the 1-1 pitch is downstairs, ball two, and it's a 2-1 count. So Aiden Longwell doing the number two duties. This ball game for Steve Solis and his lineup. A little different look for the lineup this afternoon, as this one misses downstairs, ball three, and it's 3-1. A good hitter's count to a good hitter, Aiden Longwell. Longwell wearing number 20. He'll play first base again this afternoon. As the 3-1 pitch on the way, here it comes from Lorando. And it is outside, ball four. And a one-out walk for the Grizzlies. First base runner in this ballgame, Aiden Longwell, trots down to first. And the Grizzlies looking to maybe jump out in front again. They have, once again, if you're just joining us, they jumped out to the lead again last night for the ninth time in the last 11 ballgames. That's dating back to last week's series against Stockton, which they jumped out to the lead in a handful of those games as well. They actually jumped out to the early lead in all of the ballgames thus far this week in Visalia. 2-0 on Tuesday, 3-0 on Wednesday, as the first pitch to the number three hitter, Braylon Wimmer, is skied into right field. Relatively deep, got medium depth in right field. Ortiz now coming in a couple of steps, makes the catch, and that's the second out of the inning. So again, the Grizzlies maybe hoping to strike first again here. Again, three runs on Wednesday in the second, two runs in the first on Thursday, one run in the first on Friday, and again, another run in the first in yesterday's ballgame. But with two down now, it's going to take a little bit more effort for the Grizzlies as Felix Tena stands in. Tena, 241 on the year, five home runs, 55 runs batted in. Two of those home runs, however, have come in this series, back on Wednesday and Thursday. And instead of the first pitch, it's a pickoff attempt over to first. Longwell back in safely with a dive. And we are back underway. So small crowd here, but can't blame them. It's relatively hot. If you are planning to come out to the ballgame tomorrow, well, be sure to bring your sunglasses. The first pitch now to Felix Tena misses outside for ball one. Remember, 4:05 start tomorrow in Chukchansi as these Grizzlies take on the Giants, and we hope to hopefully see the potential for postseason still in play tomorrow. Again, we'll go over some of those numbers and those possibilities a little bit later on in this ballgame if you haven't heard already, as the 1-0 pitch is inside, ball two. And it's a two-ball and no-strike count to Felix Tena. So Tena and the man on deck, Blake Wright, have both homered twice in this series, as we hope the Grizzlies are maybe able to keep some of that power alive as the 2-0 pitch on the way from Lorando. Here it comes. It's inside. And it's three balls and no strikes. Backs Felix Tena up. And the count 3-0. So Tucker led off the inning with a ground out. Aiden Longwell just walked a moment ago. Braylon Wimmer flew out to right on the first pitch of his at-bat. And with two down, Felix Tena stands in. The 3-0 pitch is inside, ball four. And two walks in the first inning. Grizzlies with a man in scoring position, poised to strike first yet again here in Visalia. So temperature at game time on my watch was 90 degrees. It's clear up to 91 as the last five ball games we've seen the temperature drop in the evening, and well, today's ball game, it's just going to get hotter. Although here in the booth, it may get slightly cooler. The sun was shining brightly on me when I walked in. It's almost directly overhead now as Blake Wright stands in, as the first pitch to him is swung on and missed ahead in the count now as Lorando, no balls to one strike. So Blake Wright comes in, 371 on the year, two home runs, both of them in this series. Also has 12 runs batted in. As the 0-1 pitch, now instead, Lorando will step off the rubber and reset the clock and reconvene with the catcher, Alberto Barriga. Barriga behind the plate for the first time in this series. This one's popped up about a mile into the air in shallow right field. Coming on the right fielder, Ortiz. He makes the catch, and that's the third out of the inning. Scored F9 on the putout, and the Grizzlies are retired. They leave two. No hits, two walks. We'll be back from Valley Strong Ballpark. I'm Ben Hensley, filling in for Stephen Rice on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, and the Valley Live app.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Valley Live app is
your home for everything MILB. They
say
consistency is the key to success.
MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game.
It's all about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth,
chat and interact,
consistently refreshing,
with other fans,
and consistently light.
And win prizes.
You might just find that
you'll
the
get access to the MILB
can
zone,
joy.
Where you can follow
Michelob
your favorite
Ultra,
MILB
the perfect
players
balance of
and
taste and refreshment, and only 2.6
so
carbs and 95
calories. Download the Valley Live app today
if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
There are giants among us, and their impact is huge. They are the men and women building and sustaining our Navy's next generation submarines. They are giants in what they do because they work in a place where they can grow, where they can learn the skills to build careers as powerful as the beasts they forge. If you're ready to go big, get on board. We build giants at buildsubmarines.com.
Bottom of the first here in Valley Strong Ballpark, scoreless. Grizzlies got two men aboard in the top of the first inning and could not do anything with them. Both of them reached on the walk. It's both Aiden Longwell and Felix Tena. And now Stu Flesland III will take the bump. The second time in this series he's taken the bump. This will actually be his fifth consecutive start, as the first pitch from Flesland is lined foul down the left field line and out. Actually still in play as that bounces back into play. And the count is no balls and one strike. So a little bit on Flesland. He enters his second season with the Rockies. The 6'5", 207-pound left-hander out of Spokane. 23-year-old, the 11th round pick in 2023. Came out of University of Washington as the 0-1 pitch is fouled back to the screen. And quickly, Flesland is ahead in the count. No balls and two strikes. So again, Flesland has started in his last five appearances now. And each of those appearances, he has really gotten only better with each start. Last start, a little bit of difficulty, but he was able to come away with the win on Tuesday's ball game as this one misses outside for a ball. It's 1-2. Of course, the Grizzlies winning the series opener 10-4 back on Tuesday night. Flesland went five innings, seven hits, as this one is skied into left field, relatively deep, but in play as Hinchman underneath it makes the catch, and that's the first out of the inning. So again, we take you back to Tuesday night's ballgame. Start of this series just several days ago, which Flesland threw five innings, gave up seven hits, four runs, three of them were earned. He walked two and struck out five in the Grizzlies' 10-4 win. And each of his last three starts, the Grizzlies have come away with a win. As the first pitch now to the number two hitter, Anderson Rojas, is in there for a strike. No balls and one strike. So Flesland picked up the win his last time out. Previous two starts, he did not get a decision, but the Grizzlies did end up winning as this one's grounded out slowly towards first base. Longwell up with it, steps on the bag himself. Three unassisted on the play for the second out of the inning. So, Grizzlies fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invites you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly's Shake Your Tail Feathers Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own. Their hens are free to frolic under the sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. As Fleslin's first pitch to Crisantes, the three-hitter, is upstairs ball one. So Pete and Jerry's eggs, find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today. And we thank Pete and Jerry's for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies and Minor League Baseball here in the bottom of the first. As the 1-0 pitch is fouled back out of play right over our heads, it's one ball and one strike. So again, fans, if you've never been out here to the ballpark at Valley Strong, well, the parking lot to the left of us, as this one misses ball two, is definitely well within the range of foul balls. So check your insurance provider before you come out to the park here, as the 2-1 pitch from Fleslin, here it comes, is skied in the air about a mile high. Fleslin and Longwell both looking at it. Now the catcher, Castillo, he tries to come up with it and misses making the play. That's a tough play to make with the sun almost directly overhead. That ball was in foul territory when it bounced off the glove of Castillo. We'll see what they rule that, as it was in foul territory. We'll see if the official scorer rules that an error or if that just goes by the wayside as nothing comes of it. As Demetrio Crisantes, now even to the count, two balls, two strikes. So, ball, foul, ball, foul. Lefty on righty matchup here. Crisantes, a dangerous hitter. He homered in last night's ballgame. As the 2-2 pitch with two away, here it comes. Swinging a fly ball into right field. Back on it is Tena. Tena makes the catch for the third out of the inning. So 1-2-3. Go the Rawhide here in the bottom of the first. We head to the top of the second, scoreless from Visalia. We'll be back.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Whoa, even parked, you can hear the 2024 Toyota Tacoma's powerful engine. Ultra-responsive torque, I could pull a jet ski, dirt bikes, construction materials. Should I start flipping houses? Oh, wow, is that the 2024 Land Cruiser? iForce Max Hybrid powertrain, full-time four-wheel drive, this Land Cruiser is legendary. Am I worthy? Where do I go? Where can't I go? How much vacation time do I have left? Oh, find yourself in a capable, reliable new Toyota today. Toyota, let's go places.
Fresno State Night returns to Chuck Jency Park as the Fresno Grizzlies face off against the San Jose Giants on September 5th. Faculty and alumni can grab a special 2-for-$10 ticket deal at FresnoGrizzlies.com/offers. See you on September 5th for Fresno State Night.
Top of the second inning from Visalia on a sunny summer Sunday as the Grizzlies take on their South Division rivals, the Visalia Rawhide. These Grizzlies come in looking to improve their overall record on the Rawhide, as they have had a very good all-time record against this Rawhide, 49-16 all-time. They've also won 27 of their last 36 contests against these Rawhide, as Tommy Hoppe leads off the 7-hitter against the righty Lorando. Switch hitting center fielder takes the first pitch for a strike. It's no balls and one strike. So Hoppe has now appeared in four games since getting called up earlier this week, this past Thursday, as this one misses inside. Ball one. Hoppe already hit by pitches twice in this series. As now Lorando looks in. Hoppe comes in with a 182 average. As this one swung on and missed, and he's behind in the count, one ball, two strikes. So Hoppe recorded his first hit Back on Thursday evening, it was a double. He was thrown out at third trying to stretch it into a triple, but he reached base. He also singled in last night's ballgame back in the seventh inning. This one swung on and missed, and in the dirt, Castillo flips it over to first. Actually, Barriga flips it over to first, and that's the first out of the inning. So if you heard me just mix up my Castillos, I do apologize. There is a Castillo on both sides of the roster, and both of them are catchers. And we've actually seen the Rawhides Castillo, who is Kenny Castillo, behind the plate several times this week already. He was behind the plate last night. He was also behind the plate back on Wednesday and in the opener of this game on Tuesday. So Castillo is everywhere as the first pitch to the eight hitter. The seven hitter, Juan Castillo, is in there for a strike. Actually misses for a ball. See, the Castillos have me missing out on everything. Castillo behind the plate currently for the Grizzlies. At the plate now, as the 1-0 pitch is in there for a strike. One ball and one strike. So folks, if you're a little confused on the Castillos again, Juan Castillo is the Grizzlies catcher. Kenny Castillo is the Rawhide catcher. And several weeks ago against the Ports, we had two Brian Perez's, as this one's fouled off to the right. And it's one ball and two strikes to Juan Castillo. Juan Castillo, the Grizzlies Castillo. He steps into this afternoon's ballgame with a .229 average. This is his 12th game played. Has no home runs yet. 3 runs batted in on the year as the 1-2 pitch is swung on and missed. Strike 3. Back-to-back strikeouts now for LaRondo. And there are 2 down in the top of the second. So a hot summer game under the sun here in the valley. Well, this is what you expect to see in this type of ball game is the final line that we saw on Friday, in which both teams were only able to record a combined 4 base hits. As a hot game like this, sometimes you're just looking to get out of Dodge, as the first pitch to Jason Hinchman, the 8-hole hitter, misses outside for ball 1. Hinchman checked his swing. He did not go, says the first base umpire, Caleb George. It's 1-0. So 1-0 now from LaRondo is swung on and skied high in the air into right field, looking very similar to the last play of the first inning, as this one is going to be caught by the right fielder Ortiz. Score that F9 on the putout, and 1-2-3 go the Grizzlies here in the top of the second. We head to the bottom of the second from Valley Strong Ballpark in Visalia. I'm Ben Hensley, filling in for Stephen Rice on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, and the Valley Life app. We'll be back with more Grizzlies baseball after this.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
There are giants among us, and their impact is huge. They are the men and women building and sustaining our Navy's next generation submarines. They are giants in what they do, because they work in a place where they can grow, where they can learn the skills to build careers as powerful as the beasts they forge. If you're ready to go big, get on board. We build giants at buildsubmarines.com.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Bottom of the second here on a sunny Sunday afternoon. This ballgame moving quickly as Angel Ortiz leading off against Stu Flesland III pitching for Fresno. Ortiz swings and misses for a strike. He's down on the count. No balls and one strike. So a quick 1-2-3 inning for Flesland in the bottom of the first. We'll see him again. The lefty wheels and deals, and this one misses inside and low for a ball. Counts even at one ball and one strike. So again, the Grizzlies still technically in postseason contention as the 1-1 pitch is swung on and missed as Ortiz lets the shoulder fly on that one. And he's down to the count 1-2. So again, Grizzlies still in the hunt, technically. If you're just joining us, thank you for tuning in. I'm Ben Hensley, filling in for Stephen Rice. And the Grizzlies, well, if they can win out, and the Modesto Nuts, who won the first half of the season, wins out as well, well, the Grizzlies have a shot as this one popped in the air, and this time the catch made by Juan Castillo, as that is the first out. Record that P2 on the putout. There's one away. So if you missed us here in the bottom of the first inning, Castillo tried to field a pop-up in foul territory back in the first and ended up misplaying it. But the official score, not ruling an error, as nobody reached base. No harm, no foul. Actually, no harm. It was foul as the one-out batter now, Kenny Castillo, strides in, the number 5 hole hitter. Castillo swings and misses at this first pitch. No balls and a strike. So again, don't get yourself confused. There is a Castillo on both sides of the plate, both sides of the ball here. Castillo, the designated hitter for the Rawhide, as this one's fouled back to the screen towards us, and he is behind in the count, no balls and 2 strikes. So Castillo's all over the place, currently at the battery. Juan Castillo doing the catching. Kenny Castillo, the batter for the Rawhide. Castillo deep in the count, no balls and 2 strikes. And we'll see if Castillo can set up Castillo as Castillo sits up inside. And the 0-2 is fouled off behind us again. And we'll do it once more. If you're as confused as I was a moment ago, I don't blame you, as there are Castillos all over the place. Well, actually, not all over the place, just by the plate. As the 0-2 to Kenny Castillo is just outside, and Castillo tries to frame Castillo as Juan Castillo trying to hold that ball just on the outer edge, and Zach Hovich not agreeing with it, and the count is 1-2. Flesland on 1-2. This one's outside, ball 2, and the count's even. So if you missed last night's ball game, a couple of calls in the 7th inning had the home plate umpire, Zach Hovich, who was the base umpire last night. A little bit of hot water with the Grizzlies manager, Steve Solis, as this one skied out to center field. Hovich, looking up, makes the catch. And that is the second out of the inning. F8 on the putout, and that's, so I believe I said Hovich. Hopfe made the catch. That's Tommy Hopfe in center field, not Zach Hovich. We're talking about Zach Hovich, the umpire, who's doing the behind-the-plate duties. That's Tommy Hopfe's first putout in center field in a Grizzlies uniform. The center fielder for the Grizzlies spent a majority of his time as an infielder for the Fresno State Bulldogs, as Ruben Santana grounds the first pitch over to third. Score 5-3 on the putout for the third out. So 6 up, 6 down for the Grizzlies left-hander Stu Flesland. A good 2 innings of work for him thus far, as we are scoreless heading to the top of the third. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, and the Bally Live app.
Whoa, even parked, you can hear the 2024 Toyota Tacoma's powerful engine. Ultra-responsive torque. I could pull a jet ski, dirt bikes, construction materials. Should I start flipping houses? Oh, wow. Is that the 2024 Land Cruiser? iForce Max Hybrid powertrain, full-time four-wheel drive. This Land Cruiser is legendary. Am I worthy? Where do I go? Where can't I go? How much vacation time do I have left? Oh, find yourself in a capable, reliable new Toyota today. Toyota, let's go places.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Top of the third here in Visalia, scoreless, no runs, no hits on either side, as Ben McCabe, the nine-hole hitter for the Grizzlies, stands in to lead this inning off against Denny Lorando. First pitch is on the inside corner for a strike, no balls and one strike. McCabe, a 185 hitter, two home runs on the year, 14 runs batted in. As the 0-1 is outside ball one, and the count pulls even. So fans, they were wishing some concessions workers a happy birthday this afternoon, and I'd like to wish a happy birthday to Tyler Hoffman. Currently on the Grizzlies injured list, but he turns 23 today. So happy birthday, Tyler, as the 1-1 pitch is outside ball two. It's a 2-1 count. The Grizzlies nine-hole hitter, McCabe, doing the designated hitting this afternoon. As the 2-1 count, here's the pitch. That one misses inside, ball three, and McCabe ahead in the count. Grizzlies hoping to maybe get the leadoff man on board this inning. As we remind you, the Grizzlies have jumped out front to an early lead in all five of the games thus far this series, but they do trail 2-3 heading into the game six matchup, as this one swung on and missed, and the count is now full. 3-2. As Ben McCabe stands out, calls timeout. And now steps back into the box, and we are back underway here. As the payoff pitch on the way from Denny Lorando. Here it comes. And it is called strike three, and McCabe knew it. He's down on strikes for the first out of the inning. Third strikeout for Lorando. And the Grizzlies have a one away in the top of the third. That brings up the top of the order in Tevin Tucker. And folks, while we talk about the top, you could feel tops if you head to Chancy Gold, as they're giving away $1 million with the Millionaire Cash Vault giveaway. Play and earn entries starting May 1st. Then on September 2nd, that's tomorrow, folks, one lucky guest will crack the $1 million code and will become a millionaire. As Tucker tries to bunt at this one, it goes foul. No balls and one strike. So that millionaire code, that's $1 million guaranteed. They're giving that away tomorrow only at Chicchancy Gold Resort and Casino. And we thank Chicchancy Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the third inning. No balls and one strike. As Barriga, the catcher, gives the sign. This one misses downstairs. It's a ball. Count pulls even at 1-1 with one away here in the top of the third inning. If you're just joining us, we are scoreless. No runs, no hits, no errors on either side. On a hot summer afternoon, 91 degrees currently, as this one swung on and missed. A big windmill swing by Tevin Tucker, and he's behind in the count. 1-2. Tucker came in hitting 188, 3 home runs, 21 runs batted in. As here comes the 1-2 pitch from Lorando, and it is a check swing. He went about 3/4 of the way, and the throw down to first to wrap up the strikeout is in time, and that's the fourth strikeout in 5 batters for Lorando. He didn't get a strikeout in that first inning, but he's been striking out these Grizzlies ever since, as 4 of the last 5 batters now sat down on strikes, as Aiden Longwell looks to break that streak. The number two hitter. Two hitter for the Grizzlies. He came in hitting 310. And he's still at 310 after walking in his first at bat. He reached second before Blake Wright flew out to right field. This one's grounded up the middle, and that's the first hit of the ballgame, just past the outstretched glove of Lorando. And Longwell takes a big turn at first base, but he'll head back there with the Grizzlies' first hit of the ballgame. So Aiden Longwell standing on first now with one out. And that gives way to Braylon Wimmer. Wimmer flew out to right in his first at-bat. He's 0-1. But Wimmer did come in at 290. as he looks to reach base in his 21st consecutive game in a Grizzlies uniform. So the first pitch now to Wimmer is on the way. Wimmer, who has an 8-game hit streak going, watches this first one outside, ball one. So it's a 1-0 count now to Wimmer. Wimmer, the shortstop. Right-handed batter. Seeing quite a bit of playing time. As the 1-0 pitch from Lorando is outside for a ball. And now Wimmer ahead in the count, 2 balls and no strikes. Braylon Wimmer, again, 290 coming in. He's played in 111 ball games for this Grizzlies squad. Quickly approaching 500 plate appearances. He should be there by the end of the ballgame, as this is number 498, as this one misses outside, and he is way ahead in the count. 3 balls and no strikes. Now, Lorando's already walked twice. Took him about an inning to get into a rhythm. He walked 2 batters in that first inning, including Aiden Longwell, who's on first base right now. Mild, moderate lead by Longwell as the 3-0 pitch misses just outside ball four. And that's the third walk already given up now by Lorando as Wimmer is aboard. So the Grizzlies now with 2 on and only 1 out for Felix Tena. Tena hoping to do something now as he's already done, well, a decent amount of power in this series. 2 of his 5 home runs have come in the last 5 ballgames. Had a homer on Wednesday night and another one on Thursday night. He and Blake Wright, who stands in the on-deck circle, can both lay claim to that statistic as his first pitch misses inside for a ball. It's 1-0. Tena, well, he came in 241, 5 home runs, 55 runs batted in, as a base hit here would possibly score Aiden Longwell from first, be number 56 for Felix Tena. As Lorando looks in, now with 2 seconds on the clock, here is the pitch. It's down low. Now a snap throw back to second, and Longwell is able to get in just in time as he had extended that lead to a pretty decent lead. He was at a liberal lead off second there as he scampers back. And the pitch missed. It's a ball. So the count 2-0 now to Felix Tena, Grizzlies right fielder. If you're just joining us, we are scoreless here in the top of the third, but the Grizzlies scratched across the first hit of this ballgame just a moment ago on the Aiden Longwell single up the middle. I think it bounced off the glove, if I saw correctly, of Lorando. I think it just changed trajectory enough, but snuck into center field as the 2-0 pitch is fouled back to the screen, and the count is 2 balls and 1 strike. So Lorando, again, the 6'2", 180-pound righty, out of Cuba. As he walked 2 in the first inning, he's walked another one here in the third. The 2-1 is outside ball 3, and he's at risk of loading the bases for a dangerous hitter in Blake Wright, who is on deck. So Wright, he has 13 hits in a Grizzlies uniform, 8 of which have been for extra bases. So more than half of his base hits have been extra bases, and there's ball 4. So now, it's back-to-back walks. And the bases are loaded for the Grizzlies with only 1 away. And again, Blake Wright standing in. Wright hit his first home run in a Grizzlies uniform back on Wednesday. A towering shot down the left field line over the bullpen now as the Rawhide pitching coach Tyler Mark summons the infield to the mound to have a conversation about how to handle this dangerous hitter. So the Grizzlies looking to stay out of the double play ball. And if Wright can lift something into the air, well, hopefully Longwell, who is standing at third, will be able to scamper home. Wimmer stands on second. He and Tena have walked back-to-back walks to the 3 and 4 hole hitters for the Grizzlies. As home plate umpire Zach Hovich signals first mound visit for the Rawhide. And Felix Tena leads off first. Braylon Wimmer leads off second. Aiden Longwell leads off third. Blake Wright stands at the plate, looking to do some damage early here. First pitch to Wright is outside, ball one. And it's a 1-0 count. So Wright, somebody who you want to see ahead in the count, as again, he has 8 extra base hits in his 13 Grizzlies base hits, two of them for home runs, six doubles. As the 1-0 pitch to right is outside ball two, and a good hitter's count to a good Grizzlies hitter in Blake Wright.
Where is Balaka at?
So the Grizzlies hoping to capitalize on the bases loaded situation here in the top of the third. 2-0 the count. Here's the pitch from Lorando. It's outside ball three. And Blake Wright may get one of his easiest RBIs in a Grizzlies uniform. Should he walk here? As there is nowhere to put him, and Lorando deep in a 3-0, 3-ball, no-strike hole. Scoreless here in Visalia, but that may not be the case for much longer as Lorando on 3-0, here's the pitch, and that misses in the dirt ball four, and the Grizzlies have scored the first run of this ball game. Blake Wright will be credited with the RBI on the walk as Aiden Longwell trots home, and it's a 1-0 ball game. Fresno Grizzlies jump out front yet again. All six ball games here in Visalia, they have jumped out to an early lead, be it 1-0, 2-0, or 3-0. They actually had a 4-0 lead at one point in their 11-2 trouncing of this Rawhead staff on Thursday night. And that'll bring up Tommy Hopfe. Hopfe looking to do some damage here as the first pitch to him is swung on and missed on a pitch in the dirt, and it's no balls and a strike. So Hopfe, again, the number 9 draft pick out of Fresno State, just joined the squad back on Thursday. This is his fourth game. His first three starts came in left field. Tonight, this afternoon, he's starting in center field. As the count's no balls and one strike to him. The 0-1 from Lorando, righty on lefty matchup, is swung on and missed. And it's no balls and two strikes quickly to the former Diamond Dog. Wearing number 12 and sporting a prominent mustache. You can see it from the press box. As the 0-2 pitch, now with two down, swing and a miss, that's strike three, and I was issuing the wrong number of outs earlier as there were two strikeouts to lead off the inning that came very quickly. That's the third strikeout, so Lorando strikes out the side, but does give up the first run on three Grizzlies walks, one Grizzlies hit. The bags are left full of Grizzlies, though, as we head to the bottom of the third. 1-0 our score from Visalia. We'll be back. I'm Ben Hensley, filling in for Stephen Rice on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, and the Bally Live app.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
There are giants among us, and their impact is huge. They are the men and women building and sustaining our Navy's next generation submarines. They are giants in what they do because they work in a place where they can grow, where they can learn the skills to build careers as powerful as the beasts they forge. If you're ready to go big, get on board. We build giants at buildsubmarines.com.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Bottom of the third for the bottom third of the lineup. As six up, six down to this point in the ballgame by Stu Fleslin, the third, twirling a fantastic ballgame thus far. Misses with a first pitch down and inside to Ben McLaughlin. Rawhide first baseman, left-handed batter. Lefty-on-lefty matchup here to lead off the bottom of the third. 1-0 our score. Grizzlies getting the lone run on a bases-loaded walk to Blake Wright as this pitch is in there for a strike. It's one ball and one strike to the Rawhide first baseman. So Flesland on for his third inning of work. The 1-1 pitch is swung on and fouled off to the left side. One ball and two strikes. So Flesland working efficiently. No strikeouts to this point in the ballgame. But he has set down the first six Rawhide batters in order. as the Grizzlies hope to continue that trend here in the bottom of the third inning. Flesland works from the stretch, the lefty, kicks and fires. This one's grounded slowly out towards the mound. Flesland up with it. He flips over to first, and that's the first out of the bottom of the third inning. So Flesland feeling right at home thus far on the mound for these Grizzlies. And speaking of being right at home, whether you're looking for temporary furnishings for an apartment or combo, or maybe you need to furnish your home, Express Furniture Rental is your rental furnishing solutions. They have affordable rental packages, which include housewares, electronics, and more. They are your one-stop shop. You can check them out online at efrental.com or call 800-933-3689 today. And we thank Express Furniture Rental for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the third. As the first pitch to Alberto Barriga misses for a ball. It's one ball and no strikes to the Rawhide catcher. Barriga just recently joining this Rawhide club as that one misses for ball two. Two balls and no strikes. So again, Barriga, right-handed batter, batting eighth this afternoon as the 2-0 is just outside ball three. Three balls and no strikes. So now for the first time in this ballgame, Flesland in a little bit of trouble to Barriga. Barriga appearing in his third game as this one misses ball four. And that's a four-pitch walk. And Barriga is aboard with one away. So if you're looking at Barriga, well, he has not attempted to steal a base, but, well, if you've been watching baseball for a while, or maybe not for that long, well, you'd know that catchers are not typically the fleetest of foot, although with no statistics on Barriga at this level, we'll have to see what he does over at first base as the nine-hole hitter Jefferson Pena steps in, left fielder, right-handed batter, takes the first pitch just a bit outside for a ball. It's 1-0. Flesland, this is his sixth start on the year, as he looks to make the most of it here. It's 1-0 our score, still early in this ballgame, as this one's grounded out up the middle and into center field, and that's the first raw hit. Now rounding second on his way to third is Barriga, and he slides in safely. And just like that, runners on the corners with only one away. So first hit of the ballgame by Jefferson Pena now. And the top of the order for this Rawhide club, and Christopher Taurine steps in. Taurine came into this ballgame at 253. Four home runs, 46 runs batted in. He's also walked 73 times in this season. So with his 484 plate appearances, but only 399 official at-bats as he swings and misses at the first pitch. No balls and one strike. You know, they say that about a third of all at-bats in baseball nowadays end in a strikeout, walk, or home run. Well, it's lowered that number a little bit when they eliminated the infield shift as batters looking to hit more for contact now as that one's fouled off to the right side, and it's quickly no balls and two strikes. But if you're looking at a player with an on-base percentage, well, Taurine comes in with a batting average of 253, but his on-base percentage is at 374, which when you're a 253 hitter at the top of the lineup, as the runner goes for second, and there's not going to be a double play chance here as the run is going to score, as we are tied here in Visalia. Scored 6-3 on the putout. RBI ground out. Does advance Jefferson Pena over to second. He was off and running on the play as he advances, and we are tied here in Visalia, one run apiece. So one run, one hit on both sides of the scorecard. Each of those coming here in the third inning as the Grizzlies now look to quell the damage as Flesland steps off, looks the runner back, now resets the pitch clock. Now comes set, kicks and fires as the first pitch is in there on the outside half of the plate for a strike against Anderson Rojas. Rojas, the center fielder, left-handed batter. Rojas taking over in center field for Drew Jones, who gets the off day. So one less potential power and dangerous bat in the lineup As the 0-1 pitch is inside, ball one, spins him out of the way. It's one ball and one strike. And the Grizzlies will be happy not to see Mr. Drew Jones this afternoon as he came very close to hitting for the cycle. We've had four different players come close to hitting for the cycle this week as that one's in for a strike. And Rojas behind in the count, one and two. So Fleslin looking to get his first strikeout. He's walked one in this inning, yet to record a strikeout in this game. As he hopes to change that right here. Of course, Stu started the game back on Tuesday night as this pitch swung on and missed, strike three, and that is the first strikeout of the ball game for Stu Fleslin the third, and the inning is over. But one run does score on one hit, one runner left after three. We are tied at one in Visalia. I'm Ben Hensley filling in for Stephen Rice on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, and the Battle of Life app. We'll be back from Valley Strong Ballpark.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Whoa, even parked, you can hear the 2024 Toyota Tacoma's powerful engine. Ultra-responsive torque, I could pull a jet ski, dirt bikes, construction materials. Should I start flipping houses? Oh, wow, is that the 2024 Land Cruiser? iForce Max Hybrid powertrain, full-time four-wheel drive, this Land Cruiser is legendary. Am I worthy? Where do I go? Where can't I go? How much vacation time do I have left? Oh, find yourself in a capable, reliable new Toyota today. Toyota, let's go places.
Fresno State Night returns to Chuck Jensen Park as the Fresno Grizzlies face off against the San Jose Giants on September 5th. Faculty and alumni can grab a special 2 for $10 ticket deal at FresnoGrizzlies.com/offers. See you on September 5th for Fresno State Night.
Welcome back to Visalia. 1-1 our score here, top of the fourth inning. As if you're just joining us, these two ball clubs played two innings of hitless ball, and in this last inning, they each gave up a hit and each gave up a run as the number seven hitter for the Grizzlies steps in, Juan Castillo, for his second at bat. He struck out in his first up back in the second inning. As Castillo has four strikeouts, all of them coming the 6, 7, 8, and 9 hitters as this first pitch misses for a ball. It's one ball and no strikes. So again, this bottom of the lineup having a little bit of difficulty against the right-hander, Denny Lorando, who is on for his fourth inning of work. The 1-0 pitch is fouled back to the screen, and the count pulls even at 1. So Tommy Hopfe has struck out in both of his at-bats. Juan Castillo struck out in his lone at-bat back in the second inning, and Ben McCabe, the man on deck, or the man in the hole, pardon me, still in the dugout, he struck out as well. So the Grizzlies looking to maybe fan the fan as Castillo fouls this one off towards the third base dugout and count moves to 1-2. So again, Castillo doing the catching for the Grizzlies, but there is only one Castillo at the plate today, or at least during this at bat, as the 1-2 pitch is swung on and missed. And for the second time in as many at bats, Castillo, Juan Castillo, is down on strikes. And again, if you're confused on the Castillos, we'll see the Rawhides' Kenny Castillo, who's the designated hitter, batting third in the next half inning, as we just saw the Grizzlies' Juan Castillo down on strikes. It's the fifth strikeout already for Lorando, and now he faces Jason Hinchman with one out. Top of the fourth, 1-1 our score. First pitch misses for a ball. It's 1-0. As I just heard the public address announcer say, $5 beer bats, and just saw at least four of them walk past me just now, just beneath us as the first pitch is, or the 1-0 pitch is called strike one. So fans, be sure to come out to the ballgame tomorrow. We're back in Fresno, back at Chick Chansey Park as the 1-1 pitch misses downstairs, ball two. 2-1. So again, if you have not heard, I've been reminding you all week that ballgame tomorrow has been moved up to 4:05. That was made official just earlier this week, back on Tuesday. As the 2-1 pitch to Hinchman is inside ball three, and it's a 3-1 count to the Grizzlies left fielder. Hinchman batting eighth this afternoon. It was 91 at first pitch. It's now 93 as the 3-1 misses ball four. And so to match his five strikeouts, well, currently Lorando has four walks. So one more, and we are even on the numbers. And if you are looking for walks, well, look no further than the ball game just this past Friday, in which we saw 16 combined walks between these two clubs, 6 for the Rawhide and 10 against the Grizzlies pitching staff. As Ben McCabe stands in for his second at-bat, takes the first pitch downstairs, and it's a 1-0 count. 1-0 to the Grizzlies designated hitter, McCabe, the right-handed batter. Came in hitting 185, 2 home runs, 14 runs batted in. Average dipped a little after that strikeout in the second inning. Or in the third inning, excuse me, as this one's called for a strike. One ball and one strike. So last inning, McCabe led off the inning with a strikeout. Tevin Tucker struck out, and then four straight runners reached. And the Grizzlies took a 1-0 lead on the walk to Blake Wright as the 1-1 pitch is inside the inside corner for a strike. One ball and two strikes. So a 1-2 count now, as time called at the plate by Ben McCabe. And he steps back in with a 1-2 count facing Denny Lorando. Lorando, the right-hander out of Cuba, wearing number 12. Here's the 1-2 pitch on the way. And it's lined on the ground. Hard shot to the third baseman, and that knocks down the third baseman, Santana. Really, that's why they call it the hot corner. And McCabe reaches with a single. Second hit of the ballgame allowed. McCabe's first hit. That moves Jason Hinchman over to second base. And that was a line shot on one hop. And I think that just ate up the third baseman. And they are definitely going to rule that a hit, as that jumped off the bat. And we don't have the telemetry data for you this afternoon, but that, if you had to ask me, I'm saying that's in the mid-90s, as that was a shot off the bat of Ben McCabe. And just like that, there are two aboard. And now that's going to be all for Denny Lorando, as the Rawhide manager, Dee Garner, comes out, takes the ball from Lorando, and we'll have a new pitcher after this. Back from Valley Strong Ballpark in just a moment. I'm Ben Hensley, filling in for Stephen Rice on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, and the Valley Live app.
There are giants among us, and their impact is huge. They are the men and women building and sustaining our Navy's next generation submarines. They are giants in what they do because they work in a place where they can grow, where they can learn the skills to build careers as powerful as the beasts they forge. If you're ready to go big, get on board. We build giants at buildsubmarines.com. There are giants among us, and their impact is huge. They are the men and women building and sustaining our Navy's next generation submarines. They are giants in what they do because they work in a place where they can grow, where they can learn the skills to build careers as powerful as the beasts they forge. If you're ready to go big, get on board. We build giants at buildsubmarines.com.
Fresno State Night returns to Chuck Chancey Park as the Fresno Grizzlies face off against the San Jose Giants on September 5th. Faculty and alumni can grab a special 2-for-$10 ticket deal at FresnoGrizzlies.com/offers. See you on September 5th for Fresno State Night.
Welcome back to Visalia. We are tied here in the top of the fourth, one run apiece. But the Grizzlies have put something together with one out in the top of the fourth inning. Two runners on first and second, and they have chased the starting pitcher, Denny Lorando, from this game. He yields to Edgar Isaya, the right-hander out of El Tigre, Venezuela. 22-year-old, 6'3", 185 right-hander. Comes in this year In a Visalia Rawhide uniform with a 3-4 record, a 4.83 earned run average. He's appeared in 30 games, pitched 31 and two-thirds innings. He's allowed 16 hits, 18 runs, 17 of them allowed. He's only allowed one home run. So the Grizzlies maybe are going to play a little bit of small ball against this arm. He's also only given up a 155 average against as the first pitch sails above Tevin Tucker's head. And it's ball one. Tucker has to duck out of the way of that one. And that's a scary sight. We saw several Grizzlies batters in that last series against the Ports plunked, and several Grizzlies batters plunked little shoulders or higher as the 1-0 pitch is fouled back to the screen, and the count pulls even at one. And for an arm like Isaiah, that's something that you don't want to see, is wild and fast, as Isaiah has been clocked as high as 100 this year. As we'll try to get a little bit of word on Lorando's status and what caused him to leave this ballgame early in the top of the fourth. The 1-1 pitch to Tucker is grounded back to the mound, bounces off the glove of Isaiah. The throw to first is not in time. Isaiah stuck his glove out almost in self-defense. Tucker says, "You want to throw at my head, I'll hit this back to the box." As the ball glances off the glove of Isaiah, and Tucker reaches with a single, and just like that, for the second straight inning, the Grizzlies have loaded the bases here in the top of the fourth. That's the third hit for the Grizzlies. First hit given up by Isaiah. The runners at second and third are still the responsibility of Denny Lorando, the starting pitcher. He did give up one run last inning and gave the Grizzlies the early 1-0 lead before the Rawhide able to tie it up in the bottom of the third. But now the Grizzlies looking to jump out in front as the first pitch to Aiden Longwell swung on and missed. Strike one. Longwell comes in 1-for-1. Single and a walk. Walked in the first. Singled and scored in the third. Tell you a little bit more about Isaiah in just a moment here, but first, the 0-1 pitch is inside on the corner, strike two, and the count is no balls and two strikes. So Isaiah, again, a strikeout arm, comes in having worked 31 and two-thirds innings. He has 46 strikeouts on the year, but a little bit of wild as well in the right-hander. 30 walks in those 30 innings as the 0-2 pitch misses way outside, and that one was a blur. Fastball misses outside 1-2. So again, those 30 walks paired with 46 strikeouts. He's only allowed a 155 average as this one swung on in the dirt and missed, and that's strike three. And with the bases loaded, Longwell can't go anywhere, and there are two down. And that will bring up Braylon Wimmer. Last chance for the Grizzlies as of right now to score a run. Or I guess the best chance for the Grizzlies as of right now to score a run is the righty-on-righty matchup. Looks to get underway shortly. Wimmer's 0-for-1. He walked back in the third inning. But again, back on Isaiah, he's got a 155 average against, but with those 30 walks, his whip is all the way at 145. As the first pitch is up again above the head of Braylon Wimmer. And that one a little higher than the first pitch to Tevin Tucker, but like I was saying a moment ago, when you have a fireballer on the mound, you don't want to see him lose control of that pitch. As, you know, we've seen when that happens, usually not a pretty sight if you're not able to get out of the way. On 1-0 now, the pitch is skied foul over towards the right side and out of play. Counts even at 1-1. So again, Isaiah, strikeout arm. He has strikeout velocity. Only got 100-mile-an-hour velocity, but you've got 100-mile-an-hour velocity. You've got to be careful with that. Maybe dial it back a tick or two just to make sure you have that control. As the 1-1 from Isaiah, here it comes. This one's grounded hard out towards second, but up with it, the shortstop, actually, grounded out towards shortstop. Torin up with it, flips to Crisantes, covering at second. And that's 6-4 on the putout for out number three. So the Grizzlies, for the second straight inning, leave the bases loaded. They aren't able to scratch one across here. We head to the bottom of the fourth, all tied up at one from Visalia.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Whoa. Even parked, you can hear the 2024 Toyota Tacoma's powerful engine. Ultra-responsive torque. I could pull a jet ski, dirt bikes, construction materials. Should I start flipping houses? Oh, wow. Is that the 2024 Land Cruiser? iForce Max Hybrid powertrain, full-time four-wheel drive. This Land Cruiser is legendary. Am I worthy? Where do I go? Where can't I go? How much vacation time do I have left? Oh, find yourself in a capable, reliable new Toyota today. Toyota, let's go places.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Bottom of the fourth inning just underway here in Visalia as a leadoff single by Demetrio Crisantes has the Rawhide in order. Now, Grizzlies. Stu Fleslin giving up his second hit of the ballgame as Crisantes stands at second or at first base with no out. As we look to see Stu maybe phase this, and now a throw down to second as Crisantes was off and running on the first pitch, and he stole that base straight off of Fleslin, stole it straight off of Castillo, and stole it straight off of me. As I glanced up and saw him on the way down to second, the pitch was a strike from Fleslin to the four-hole hitter, Angel Ortiz, the right fielder. Ortiz 0 for 1. So the left-hander against the left-hander. Ortiz against Fleslin. This one is out of the zone for a ball, and the count's even at one ball and one strike. So again, Crisantes swiping second base on the first pitch of the at-bat, the 17th stolen base on the year for him, as the 1-1 pitch is skied weakly down the left field line and foul by about 5 feet. And if you're a Grizzlies fan, you had your heart in your chest for a moment there, as that one, you're watching Blake Wright try to chase that down. Jason Hinchman trying to come in on that one, and that was a tough play. They're glad that did not land fair, as now the count pulls to 1-2 with no out and a runner on second after the Crisantes stolen base. And instead, we'll do it again here on one ball and two strikes. Ortiz came into this game a .306 hitter, 6 home runs, 49 runs batted in. Last night's ball game, he hit a ball about halfway to the flagpole out there in right field as this one's fouled off. Count remains 1-2. As Ortiz homered deep to right field back in the 7th inning in last night's ball game, capping off a 3-run inning. That was the last run for the Rawhide, but that's more than enough for what they needed as the 1-2 pitch on the way. Swing and a miss. Fleslin gets Ortiz on strike. Second strikeout of the game for Stu Fleslin the third. As the tall lefty, now with one out, facing off against Kenny Castillo. So I'll be on this for most of the ball game, but wanting to make sure you're aware of it as well. We have Castillos all over the place at the dish right now. As Kenny Castillo, the batter for the Rawhide, takes the first pitch, ball one, as Juan Castillo behind the plate does his best to frame it, and he can't fool the umpire Zach Hovich, as the 1-0 pitch is just a bit outside, ball two. It's a 2-0 count. So folks, a little interesting tidbit there. Castillo's on both sides behind the plate and at the plate right now. Brian Perez, two pitchers in our last series against the Port, same name. As the 2-0 pitch, here it comes, swinging a miss. And Castillo is trying to put that one about the same place he put last night's home run. But he is behind on that pitch, 2-1. One away here, runner on second, is Crisantes. He stole base on the first pitch of the last at-bat, as this one is in there for a strike. He checks a swing, but it is across, and the count's even at 2. So with both these Castillos, Again, little confusion if you're just listening. If you're watching, hopefully you understand who's who. If you're listening, I hope I've explained this thoroughly enough for you, but I think I'll get at least one or two more cracks at it as we're here in the bottom of the fourth. So, Kenny Castillo from Flesland the third on 2-2. Here it comes. Upstairs, ball three. And the count is full, 3-2 with one away. Runner at second again, Crisantes. 1-1 our score here. Bottom of the fourth. One run, three hits, no errors for the Grizzlies. One run, two hits, no errors for the Rawhide. As the payoff pitch coming, swinging a high fly ball left field. Going back on its henchman. Back on it just in front of the warning track. Makes the catch. And that's out number two. And now on his way to third is Crisantes. He gets in ahead of the play. And it was a much closer play than you'd expect there from the left field side, but Crisantes was off and running, tagging up on the play, and now he stands 90 feet away. But with two down, Ruben Santana, well, this Rawhide club is going to have to get a base hit in order to drive that run in from third, as the Grizzlies look to stifle that plan. And Fleslin kicks and fires, and this one's grounded out towards third. A snag by the third baseman, right throw to first, in time! Gets him at first. 5-3 on the putout, but it looked much more impressive than that. And the box score, I'm putting a big exclamation point by that one. At the end of four, we are tied at 1-1 here at Valley Strong Ballpark in Visalia. I'm Ben Hensley, filling in for Stephen Rice on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, and the Valley Life app. We'll be back after this.
Whoa. Even parked, you can hear the 2024 Toyota Tacoma's powerful engine. Ultra-responsive torque? I could pull a jet ski, dirt bikes, construction materials? Should I start flipping houses? Oh, wow. Is that the 2024 Land Cruiser? iForce Max Hybrid Powertrain, full-time four-wheel drive? This Land Cruiser is legendary! Am I worthy? Where do I go? Where can't I go? How much vacation time do I have left? Oh, find yourself in a capable, reliable new Toyota today. Toyota, let's go places.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Valley Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Valley Live app today.
Top of the fifth here in Visalia, 1-1 our score. New arm is Eric Dominguez. We'll get you his numbers in just a moment, but first let's take a look at the Rawhide reliever, Ed Grisea. He worked two-thirds of an inning, gave up one hit, one strikeout, didn't allow any runs to score. After taking over for the Rawhide starting pitcher, Denny Lorando. Lorando only went 3 1/3 innings, and talking between innings with the Rawhide broadcaster and couple of the stat men were not exactly sure why he left the game early. Either way, new pitcher Eric Dominguez, the lefty, kicks and fires to Felix Tena. First pitch is a strike. No balls and one strike. From Eric Dominguez, the left-handed pitcher. On 0-1, it's fouled back to the screen. And quickly, the count is nothing in two. So Eric Dominguez, wearing number 38, stands up 6'3", 180 pounds, out of Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic. The 21-year-old into the wind and fires, and this one's skied in the air, high on the infield, looking at who's going to get it. They're talking about it, and the shortstop, after the second baseman, Grisantes, called him off, and then Christopher Torin said, "Oh, no, you don't," came in and got that one. So if you're scoring that at home, that was P6 on the putout. So if you would look down to write P4 in your scorecard, well, don't look away. And suddenly, out of nowhere, Christopher Taurine comes in and makes the catch, and there's one down. So a little bit more on Dominguez as he faces off against Blake Wright. Misses with this first one outside, ball one. Dominguez 2-1 on the year, 4.01 earned run average. He's appeared in 7 games, has 1 save. As here's the 1-0 pitch is skied in the air foul down the right field line. We'll see if that stays in play or if it heads out, and it will drift out of play. And it's one ball and one strike. From Eric Dominguez. Left-handed pitcher. So again, if you haven't been out here to Valley Strong Ballpark, the reason I'll delay the call a little bit on that fly ball to right field is because there is very little space to right field, as that one is fouled off to the right side a little more definitively, and the count moves to 1-2. So again, there's only about 2 to 3 feet of space down there, maybe 4 at the most, between the foul pole and the right field wall as Blake Wright calls timeout. Wright 0-for-1. Flew out in the first, walked in the third. He was also credited with the RBI, as the walk did drive in a run, giving the Grizzlies at the time a 1-0 lead. This one misses outside, ball two, and it's 2 balls and 2 strikes. To Blake Wright. Right, the 4th round draft pick for the Colorado Rockies this year, and swings and misses and then falls down coming out of the box. Wright was trying to put up home run number 3 on the season with that swing, and give the Grizzlies a 2-1 lead. Instead, he's down on strikes for the 2nd out of the inning. So fans, Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics is your one-stop shop for all custom-made signs, banners, wraps, and graphics here in the Central Valley, as the first pitch to Tommy Hopfe, now batting right-handed, misses ball one. When you choose Yellow Dog, you're choosing premium, high-quality products and excellent customer service, all at competitive price points. You can visit yellowdoggraphics.com to request a free quote or give them a call at 559-435-6263 today. That one was ball two. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, bring your best ideas to life, and we thank Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the 5th inning. As Wright fouls one back over our heads. Count moves to 2 balls and 1 strike now. Excuse me, Hopfe fouled that one back. This one swung on and missed, and now Hopfe count pulls even to him. And Hopfe, the switch hitter. So again, if you haven't seen too much of Tommy Hopfe, the Fresno State product, that's where I got my signals crossed just now, as Hopfe batting from the right-hand side for the first time today on 2-2. This one is in the dirt, ball three, and the count moves full with 2 away. So Hopfe, 2 hits in a Grizzlies uniform, 1 coming last night, the other coming back on Thursday. His first hit was a double, and that was from the right-handed side, as this one's grounded down the line foul, and we'll do it again. So again, Tommy Hopfe out in center field this evening. Last 3 games he has started in left, as he stands in, ready to go. Eric Dominguez, left-hander, supposed to eat up some innings here in this ballgame, as this one's grounded foul to about the same spot. And we'll do it again, 3-2. Hopfe staying alive. So Dominguez, again the left-handed pitcher, comes in with a 2-1 record, 4.01 earned run average. Here's the pitch, it's outside, ball four, and Hopfe is aboard with a 2-out walk. First walk given up by Dominguez. And that'll bring up Juan Castillo. Castillo 0-for-1. He walked back in the 4th inning. So already a handful of walks for these Grizzlies. 5 walks overall. And Castillo, actually, I take that back, is 0-for-2 with 2 strikeouts. Man on deck is Jason Hinchman, who walked in his last up. And this one is popped up high into the air. 3 men converging on it. The one who will get it is the first baseman, McLaughlin, and that's the 3rd out of the inning. So the Grizzlies strand 1 after 4.5. Our score is 1-1 here from Visalia. I'm Ben Hensley filling in for Stephen Rice on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app. We'll be back from Visalia after this.
There are giants among us, and their impact is huge. They are the men and women building and sustaining our Navy's next generation submarines. They are giants in what they do because they work in a place where they can grow.
where they can learn the skills to build careers as powerful as the beasts they forge. If you're ready to go big, get on board. We build giants at buildsubmarines.com.
Fresno State Night returns to Chuck Chancey Park as the Fresno Grizzlies face off against the San Jose Giants on September 5th. Faculty and alumni can grab a special 2-for-$10 ticket deal at FresnoGrizzlies.com/offers. See you on September 5th for Fresno State Night.
Whoa, even parked, you can hear the 2024 Toyota Tacoma's powerful engine. Ultra-responsive torque, I could pull a jet ski, dirt bikes, construction materials. Should I start flipping houses? Oh, wow, is that the 2024 Land Cruiser? iForce Max Hybrid powertrain, full-time four-wheel drive, this Land Cruiser is legendary. Am I worthy? Where do I go? Where can't I go? How much vacation time do I have left? Oh, find yourself in a capable, reliable new Toyota today. Toyota, let's go places.
Bottom of the fifth here in Visalia. 1-1 our score. All tied up. One run, three hits, no errors for the Grizzlies. One run, two hits, no errors for the Rawhide. As we are here in the bottom of the fifth inning. 7, 8, and 9 due up here. Ben McLaughlin, Alberto Barriga, and Jefferson Pena due up here. 7, 8, and 9 hitters. As these Grizzlies look to salvage a split out of this six-game series. The first pitch to McLaughlin is out of the zone for a ball, and it's 1-0. So Flesland on for his third inning of work. The 1-0 is in there for a strike. Count is now 1-1. McLaughlin comes in 0-for-1, grounded out to the pitcher, Stu Flesland, back in the third inning. Now Flesland on 1-1, grounded back towards the mound, over the mound now, as rushing in on it is Tucker. Throw to first on the run, a good play, score 4-3 on the putout, and that's the first out of the inning. So we've seen a couple of good flashes of leather so far this ball game by the Grizzlies. Just that last inning ending on a fantastic play by third baseman Blake Wright, and that play not quite as difficult, but just as impressive, 4-3 on the putout, as Tucker able to get Ben McLaughlin for the first out of the bottom of the fifth. So fans, remember, come out to the ballgame tomorrow, 4:05 start, as the first pitch from Flesland to Alberto Barriga is out of the zone for ball one. So that 4:05 start tomorrow from Chick Chansey Park as these Grizzlies take on their rival San Jose Giants. As now, Flesland on 1-0 is fouled over our heads, and it is 1-1. So the Grizzlies, keep in mind, they are still technically in the playoff hunt as this one's grounded past the third baseman, past the diving third baseman, Blake Wright, and into left field. That's going to be extra bases. Rounding first on his way to second is Barriga. The throw in is going to be cut off by the shortstop Wimmer, and Barriga is on base with a double. Third hit of the ball game for the Rawhide. Three hits apiece now on both sides of the scoreboard, as these Rawhide put a man in scoring position with one out. So Flesland has danced his way out of danger a couple times this afternoon. And Jefferson Pena reached second back in the third inning. And Demetrio Crisantes got as far as third base just last frame, as Barriga leads off second. Now the throw to the nine-hole hitter, Jefferson Pena, is in there for a strike. No balls and one strike. Pena, or the first hit for this Rawhide club back in the third inning, a single. He's 1-for-1. As Flesland now working on 0-1. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. And the count quickly, nothing and two, to Jefferson Pena. So again, we'll tell you a little bit more about the Grizzlies postseason situation a little bit later on, as Pena still in, since they didn't announce him. Let me look up for a moment. The count is 0-2 to Pena. So if you're listening in and heard that come through the mic, well, he's still at the plate. Pena, 0-2. Here's the pitch. It's lined into right field, but right at Tena. Tena makes the catch. And advancing over to third now is Barriga. But with two away, scored F9 on the putout. and the top of the order in Christopher Torin due up. So the Grizzlies, again, looking to keep their slim chances in the postseason alive. And we'll get a little bit more into detail about that in the top of the sixth inning. But first, Fleslin to Torin. First pitch misses for a ball. It's 1-0. So again, the Grizzlies return home tomorrow at 4:05 on Labor Day. So if you're not doing anything, come out to the ballpark. Should be a great matchup between two rivals as this one swung on and missed. Counts even at 1-1. So we're going to take you a little bit around the league here. San Jose and Rancho just underway in San Jose. They're scoreless in the bottom of the second. Modesto trailing Lake Elsinore 1-0 in the bottom of the first. And we'll give you some information about the importance of those matchups in just a moment as this one swung on and missed. And the count is 1-2. So Fleslin looking to tiptoe out of danger again here in the bottom of the fifth. As Torin behind in the count, 1-2, here's the pitch. It's lined up the middle into center field, and that's going to score a run. So an RBI single for Torin puts the Rawhide ahead. It's a 2-1 ball game. And again, we'll talk more about the Grizzlies' playoff hopes in just a moment here, but they got to take care of their own business first, as they now trail in this ballgame 2-1. So Stu Fleslin still in this game. Still pitching well, but he needs these Grizzlies bats to wake up, as they have been silent in, you know, really two of the last three ballgames. Last night had a little bit more success than the previous night, as a pickoff over to first is not in time. Torin back in with a head-first dive. So now the first pitch to Anderson Rojas. Instead, it's another throw over to first. And now he has used both of his pickoffs before delivering even a single pitch to the batter. And batter Anderson Rojas, the center fielder, he's batting second in this ballgame. As the first pitch to Rojas is fouled off. No balls and one strike. So Fleslin at 65 pitches now. Next one will be his 66th. Here it comes. And that is just inside. And it's 1-1 to Anderson Rojas, the center fielder. He's 0-2. Grounded out in the first, struck out in the third. And now on the way to second is Torin. The throw down, not in time. Christopher Torin has just swiped second base. The Rawhide with another runner in scoring position for Torin. That's stolen base number 13 on the year. And he has only been caught four times. As Castillo's throw is just a little offline, just a little to the third base side of the bag. And Torin is in there safely. As this one is fouled back. And the count remains 1-2. So again, 1-1 our score here, if you're just tuning in. 2-1 our score here, actually. One run across in this inning, if you're just tuning in. Grizzlies trail 2-1 as Fleslin delivers. This one's popped up to the right side as Longwell underneath. It makes the catch about a step in foul territory, and that's the third out of the inning. But the Rawhide scratch across a run on two hits. One runner left at the end of five. Grizzlies now trail 2-1. I'm Ben Hensley, filling in for Stephen Rice on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, and the Ballet Live app. We'll be back to Visalia after this.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra. The perfect balance of taste and refreshment and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. see priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with the events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
There are giants among us, and their impact is huge. They are the men and women building and sustaining our Navy's next generation submarines. They are giants in what they do because they work in a place where they can grow, where they can learn the skills to build careers as powerful as the beasts they forge. If you're ready to go big, get on board. We build giants at buildsubmarines.com.
Welcome back to Valley Strong Ballpark. Toby Keith playing over the speakers. I know a good friend of mine, big Toby Keith fan. Of course, rest in peace, Toby. And these Grizzlies hoping to wrangle up some rawhide here in the top of the sixth inning. They trail 2-1 as Eric Dominguez on for his second inning of work. And the first pitch to Jason Hinchman is skied out to center field. Rojas makes the catch, and on one pitch, there is one away here in the top of the sixth inning. So again, fans, if you're planning to come out to the ball game on Monday, tomorrow, remember it's a 4:05 start, and if you do come out to the ball game, keep in mind, Grizzlies fans, starting June 1st, Chukchansey has enacted a clear bag policy in an effort to increase speed of entry at the ballpark, and for the safety of all fans, all bags must be see-through, with the exception of small clutches and any medical items, necessary medical items. This pitch misses to Ben McCabe, the nine-hole hitter for ball one. So those medical items can include diaper bags. All bags are still subject to search at the gates. For more information, please visit FresnoGrizzlies.com/gameday. Thank you for understanding as we continue to make Chukchansey Park the greatest venue in all of minor league baseball. Ben McCabe now behind in the count, no balls and two strikes, one ball and one strike, pardon me, as he squares the bunt, pulls it back, and it's now 2-1. So again, we said we'd talk a little bit about the Grizzlies' potential postseason chances, and first they have to take care of their own business here, trailing 2-1 as the 1-2, or 2-1 again to McCabe, is now a strike, two balls, two strikes, as he calls time. So again, the Grizzlies, despite being seven games back in the California North standings, well, the team ahead of them, the Modesto Nuts, well, they clinched the postseason berth already with the first half of the season, as this one is a weak fly ball out towards shallow right. Back on it, the second baseman, Crisantes, he makes the catch. And that's the second out of the inning. Score that P4 on the putout. But again, the Grizzlies have to take care of their own business. So in order to make the postseason, the Grizzlies would have to win out, as six of their last seven games, counting today, are against the San Jose Giants, who are leading the California North Division standings. The Grizzlies, of course, after facing the Rawhide here, will head home to match up with the Giants. Now Tucker, the leadoff man, squares to bunt, pulls it back, and the count's 1-0. But again, San Jose has not clinched the playoff position as they thought they did yesterday with Fresno seven games back. If they end up beating the Giants, as this one is swung on and missed, and the Modesto Nuts are able to win out, that would put Modesto one game up on San Jose. And Modesto, having won the first half, this pitch misses for ball two, well, they've already wrapped up their spot. So after that, the Grizzlies playing the Giants, if they're able to sweep the Giants in a six-game set, well, they will head to the postseason because they will have the better record than the Giants overall. That is the tie-breaking element here, as this one is grounded to the mound. A tough play for Eric Dominguez, but he is able to make the throw in time, scored 1-3 on the putout, and that's the third out. So we're talking postseason, but the Grizzlies can't get anywhere in the postseason unless they handle their own business first. They trail 2-1 here in Visalia, heading to the bottom of the sixth. We'll be back on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, and the Bally Live app.
There are giants among us, and their impact is huge. They are the men and women building and sustaining our Navy's next generation submarines. They are giants in what they do because they work in a place where they can grow, where they can learn the skills to build careers as powerful as the beasts they forge. If you're ready to go big, get on board. We build giants
at BuildSubmarines.com.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
There are giants among us, and their impact is huge. They are the men and women building and sustaining our Navy's next generation submarines. They are giants in what they do because they work in a place where they can grow, where they can learn the skills to build careers as powerful as the beasts they forge. If you're ready to go big, get on board. We build giants at BuildSubmarines.com.
Bottom of the sixth from Visalia, 2-1 our score. Rawhide lead your Grizzlies here in the bottom of the sixth. Stu Flessen the third on for his sixth inning of work. And despite the score and despite him being down, he's actually thrown a very good ball game thus far, as the first pitch to leadoff man Demetrio Crisantes misses for ball one. Crisantes also led off in the fourth inning. He singled to lead that inning off, stole second, and was stranded at third. As this one is grounded softly towards first base, up with it Longwell, steps on the bag himself, scored three unassisted on the play. That's the first out of the inning. So Flesland, very efficient in the win on Tuesday, picked up the win on Tuesday. That improved his record on the season to 2-2. He came in with a 4.01 earned run average, as he hopes to drop that. Maybe a few more batters faced as this pitch to a two-hole hitter, Angel Ortiz, is taken for a strike. No balls and one strike. So Flesland has made himself right at home, and fans, Les Provence Apartment Homes at the Dominion is raising the standards where people live, work, and play. Located at 1325 East Fox Hill Drive, Les Provence is one of Fresno's most luxurious one- and two-bedroom apartments. Visit our website at lesprovenceapts.com and come discover the provincial lifestyle that is waiting for you. And we thank Manco Abbott for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the sixth inning. So the count currently 1-2 to Angel Ortiz. As the pitch from Flesland is at the knees, strike three called, and there are two down in the inning. So just the third strikeout for Flesland, but again, he has made himself right at home on the mound here in Visalia. Very efficient ball game back on Tuesday. Again, picked up the win, worked five innings. As the first pitch now to Kenny Castillo. Misses for ball one, and it's 1-0. So with two down, Castillo stands in. Flesland looking to work through six good innings as this one's fouled off to the right side into the netting and back into the field of play. Counts 1-1 as Longwell jogs over to retrieve it, tosses it to the ball boy. Now we are back underway here as the umpire signals the clock to start again. As the 1-1 pitch, here it comes. It's grounded again towards first base. Longwell up with it. The second time in this inning, we've said three unassisted for the third out. And the Rawhide have gone 1-2-3. Heading to the top of the seventh. 2-1 our score. Grizzlies trail. We'll be back on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, and the Ballet Life app after this.
Whoa, even parked, you can hear the 2024 Toyota Tacoma's powerful engine. Ultra-responsive torque. I could pull a jet ski, dirt bikes, construction materials. Should I start flipping houses? Oh, wow. Is that the 2024 Land Cruiser? iForce Max Hybrid powertrain, full-time four-wheel drive. This Land Cruiser is legendary. Am I worthy? Where do I go? Where can't I go? How much vacation time do I have left? Oh, find yourself in a capable, reliable new Toyota today. Toyota, let's go places.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light?
you might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Top of the seventh, 2-1 our score. Grizzlies looking to come from behind as they will face Eric Dominguez on for his third inning of work with the 2-3-4 hitters, Aiden Longwell, Braylon Wimmer, and Felix Tena due up. Longwell strides in. He's 1-for-2. He also scored, walked back in the first, singled and scored in the third, struck out in the fourth as the lefty-on-lefty matchup starts with a ball inside ball one. So looking at Longwell, came in hitting 310. Specifically against lefties, betting 250 this year, as this one misses ball two. He's hit one home run, seven runs batted in against left-handed pitching. But the one to watch is Felix Tena, who's had three of his five home runs against left-handed pitching, as this one misses ball three. And Eric Dominguez quickly behind in the count, three balls and no strikes. Dominguez has been efficient. He's walked one, also struck out one, as this is in there for a strike. It's 3-1. Again, back on Thursday evening, talking about the home run as this one misses inside ball four, and it's a leadoff walk for Aiden Longwell, his second walk of the ball game. And now Braylon Wimmer will step up to the plate, the right-handed batter against the left-handed pitcher with a runner on for the Grizzlies. So Wimmer strides in, no outs, runner on first. And again, talking about Tena, as this one is bunted down the third base line. Pretty good bunt as the throw over to first is just in time. Beats Wimmer by about half a step. And that's the first out. In the meantime, the runner does move up to second. And score that sacrifice 5-3 on the putout as Felix Tena strides up. And Tena, again, homered in the ballgame back on Tuesday. And that was against Rocco Reed, who is also a lefty. So we'll see what Tena's able to do here tonight, or this afternoon. Tena, 241 coming in, five home runs, but again, three of those coming against left-handed pitching as the first pitch to Tena is outside ball one, and it's 1-0. So the Grizzlies with a runner in scoring position, as Dominguez doesn't like that baseball, he requests a new one. Tena on the afternoon, 0-for-1, he walked twice, walked in the first inning, walked in the third, and popped out to short in his last up in the fifth. We are here in the top of the sixth as he tries to pop that one towards us. And the netting catches it. It goes foul. And the count's even at one. So Felix Tena. And again, just a reminder, Felix Tena and Blake Wright have both homered twice in this series. And Wright, both of his home runs have come against lefties. As the 1-1 pitch on the way from Dominguez is lined into right field. And making the catches, Ortiz, he gets the ball back in quickly, and that'll hold Aiden Longwell at second base. Score that F9 on the putout, and that does bring up Blake Wright. Wright again, though, both of his home runs have come off of lefties, and they have both come right here at Valley Strong Ballpark. He strides in. 0-for-2, flew out to right in the first, walked in the third, and struck out in the fifth. As Blake Wright steps in, 371 coming into this ballgame, two home runs. And the first pitch to him is inside for a ball. So starts it off 1-0. Blake Wright, two home runs, 12 runs batted in. He's up to 13 after drawing the walk that scored the run for the Grizzlies back in the third inning. And that is the only run the Grizzlies have been able to push across as the 1-0 is fouled again straight back to us. But again, that netting doing its job this series is the press box here at Valley Strong Ballpark sits much closer to the field than it does at Chicchancy Park. So Starting tomorrow, I'm going to have to break out the field glasses a little bit more than I have this week, as the only thing that's not in plain sight here at Valley Strong Ballpark is the right field line and the bullpen, as this one misses outside ball two. And Blake ahead in the count again, 2-1. So runner in scoring position, but two away here for the Grizzlies as they look to try to tie this ball game up. There's a big hole out in right center field. If Blake Wright can get a hold of one, we'll see what happens. And he does get a hold of one, but it's popped high in the air. Shortstop and center fielder back on it. Center fielder Rojas has it fall into his glove. And at the end of 6.5, the Grizzlies continue to trail in this ballgame 2-1 here at Valley Strong Ballpark. We'll be back after this. I'm Ben Hensley, filling in for Stephen Rice on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, and the Valley Live app.
There are giants among us, and their impact is huge. They are the men and women building and sustaining our Navy's next generation submarines. They are giants in what they do because they work in a place where they can grow, where they can learn the skills to build careers as powerful as the beasts they forge. If you're ready to go big, get on board. We build giants at buildsubmarines.com.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Welcome back to Visalia. Grizzlies trailing 2-1 here in this ballgame as time's running out for the Grizzlies to continue to try to keep their playoff hopes alive. And a new arm for the Grizzlies now, Hunter Olmlid. Olmlid comes in, one appearance, it was earlier this week. Worked two innings as Olmlid was able to get five of his six outs on strikeouts as the righty stands in. He kicks and fires. The first pitch to the leadoff man, Ruben Santana, for the Rawhide, is in there for a strike. 0-1. We're going to Olmlid making his lone appearance earlier this week, back on Thursday night, as this one misses for a ball, counts even at 1-1. So Olmlid back on Thursday went two innings. He gave up one hit. He did give up a run. It was not earned. He walked one and struck out five. Five of the six outs he recorded were on the strikeout. Good debut for the Grizzlies reliever as this one's grounded slowly to short, in on its whimper. The throw is just in time, and that ball looked like it pulled Longwell's foot off the bag for a split second, but he was able to get it back down just in time to record the out, and Santana is the first out of this bottom of the seventh. So Grizzlies... Grizzlies invite you to experience the ultimate party at Chicchansi. Enjoy thrilling gaming, award-winning dining, and rejuvenation at Serenity Springs Spa and Saloon. Plus, get ready for the Sounds of Summer concert series. Check out who's coming at ChicChanseyGold.com. Whether it's a day trip or an extended stay, Chicchansi Gold promises an unforgettable experience. Join the party soon, and we thank Chicchansi Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Grounder out towards second. Tevin Tucker up with it, throws to Longwell, and that's the second out of the inning. So two up, two down, as Ben McLaughlin just grounded out 4-3. And that brings up Alberto Barriga. Barriga, one for one, he doubled and scored back in the fifth inning. That put the Rawhide ahead, and that's where we are now, 2-1 One run, three hits, no errors for the Grizzlies. Two runs, four hits, no errors for the Rawhide. Barriga came in with a 167 tick. No home runs, no runs batted in coming in. As this misses for ball one downstairs, it's a 1-0 count. So Barriga doing the catching this evening, or this afternoon. I keep saying this evening. It's 97 degrees. I'm pretty sure it's afternoon. The 1-0 is a breaking ball in there for a strike, and the count's even at one. So again, we'll keep an eye on some of the scores. It is currently 1-1 in San Jose, Rancho Cucamonga, and San Jose Giants all tied up as this breaking ball is lifted into left field. Hinchman over to his right makes the catch, and 1-2-3 go the Rawhide. We head to the top of the eighth. Grizzlies looking to get something going as they trail 2-1 here in Visalia.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Fresno State Night returns to Chuck Chancy Park as the Fresno Grizzlies face off against the San Jose Giants on September 5th. Faculty and alumni can grab a special 2-for-$10 ticket deal at FresnoGrizzlies.com/offers. See you on September 5th for Fresno State Night.
Top of the eighth inning here. New pitcher on for the Rawhide. It's the left-hander Luke Craig. Grizzlies have seen him already once this series. Eric Dominguez works three innings for the Rawhide. Gives up no hits, no runs. He walked two, struck out one in three strong innings, as we will see if the Grizzlies can make something happen against the new arm, Luke Craig. Craig comes in. This will be his sixth appearance. He's got a 1.80 earned run average. Got a save in one opportunity. He's also worked five innings. Walked two, struck out eight in his brief time here with the Rawhide, as the Rawhide start this inning off with a mound visit. The catcher, Alberto Barriga, and Craig having a word before they get going here, as the leadoff man, Tommy Hopfe, batting from the right side again. Hopfe is 0-for-2 with a walk, struck out twice and walked once. As the first pitch from Craig is on the inside corner for a strike, it's no balls and one strike. So in Craig's appearance, Thursday night. He was one inning of very good baseball. As this one misses for a ball, it's 1-1. Craig threw one inning back on Friday in a 3-2 Grizzlies loss. Struck out two of the three batters he faced, as this 1-1 pitch is fouled to the left side. Counts 1-2 now to the Grizzlies center fielder this afternoon, Tommy Hopfe. Hopfe, of course, joining this Grizzlies squad back on Thursday. The switch hitter out of Fresno State, draft prospect this year. He lines it up the middle, and it's going to be hanging up there just long enough for Anderson Rojas to make the catch. Score that F8 on the putout, and that's the first out of the inning. So Tommy Hopfe still catching up to the speed of this level of ball. As you progress through the levels, of course, they say the speed of the game increases, which is completely true. And we're not talking pace of play, but we're talking pace of action. As the cream rises to the top, as the first pitch to Juan Castillo is fouled off to the right side. No balls and a strike. So again, Hopfe still getting used to wearing a Grizzlies uniform. He's definitely used to the Fresno Heat, as he played four seasons in Fresno at Fresno State. The 0-1 from Castillo, or to Castillo, is outside ball one, and it's a 1-1 count. So again, we'll confuse you one final time with Castillo, the batter. Fouls this one off to the left side, 1-2 the count. So Castillo, the batter, is doing the catching, and Castillo, the designated hitter on the Rawhide side, is also a catcher. So when we see Castillo next, as we hope to see him in the ninth, as we hope the Grizzlies are able to come back, as this one comes in and plunks, Juan Castillo gets him somewhere. I think that got him just on the thigh. I'm not quite sure. That did not hit him very hard, as it bounced into the dirt, but either way, Juan Castillo on base with a hit by pitch, and the Grizzlies have a one-out base runner. So again, hopefully the Grizzlies will see Kenny Castillo once again, but hopefully it's not next inning, as Castillo would be due up sixth in the next inning. As the Grizzlies will hope to see Kenny Castillo in the bottom of the ninth. That'll mean they will have at least tied this ball game up, as the first pitch to Jason Hinchman misses for ball one. It's a 1-0 fake the throw down to first by the Rawhide catcher, Alberto Braga, to convince Juan Castillo to hustle back to the bag. And now on 1-0, here's the pitch. It's grounded down the line at third, from third to second, from second to first, not in time. 5-4 on the fielder's choice, and that's all they will get. So Jason Hinchman replaces Juan Castillo at first base, now two outs. And that'll bring up the nine-hole hitter, Ben McCabe. So the Grizzlies would love to see something happen right now. Ben McCabe helped put the squad back out in front, or at least tie the game up, or move the runners along. Because again, as we were talking earlier, the Grizzlies technically do have a chance still in the postseason, as the first pitch misses to Ben McCabe. It's 1-0. As they are tied up in San Jose 1-1 in the bottom of the fourth. Modesto, who the Grizzlies also need to win out this season. They currently trail Lake Elsinore 3-1. This pitch is grounded to the right side. A hard ground ball. Second baseman Crisantes up with it. Throws to first. And the inning is over. 4-3 on the putout. So the Grizzlies, if they're going to get back in this thing, they're going to have to do it in the top of the ninth inning. As they trail 2-1 from Visalia. I'm Ben Hensley, filling in for Stephen Rice on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, and the Bally Life app. We'll be back after this.
There are giants among us, and their impact is huge. They are the men and women building and sustaining our Navy's next generation submarines. They are giants in what they do, because they work in a place where they can grow, where they can learn the skills to build careers as powerful as the beasts they forge. If you're ready to go big, get on board. We build giants at buildsubmarines.com.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Welcome back to Valley Strong Ballpark in Visalia. Bottom of the eighth, Grizzlies looking to hold serve as they currently trail 2-1. Hunter Omlid in for his second inning of work through a comfortable bottom of the seventh. Got the Rawhide to retire in order 1-2-3 as Jefferson Pena 9-1-2 due up here for the Rawhide. As Pena facing off against Omlid takes the first pitch inside for ball one, and it's a 1-0 count. Now, Grizzlies fans, you look at the score, and the Grizzlies at risk of dropping 4 out of 6 games to this Rawhide squad, as the 1-0 pitch from Omlid is swung on and missed. Foul tipped into the glove of Juan Castillo. So the Grizzlies, you know, trying to avoid dropping 4 of 6. But the one thing that you can take away from this is the Grizzlies, well, they've scored some runs. Although they have done so in bunches, they currently lead in the run differential 32-23. But it doesn't matter how you get there. It matters where you get, as the Grizzlies have dropped to this point 3 of the 5 ball games and hope not to drop 4 of the 6, as Jefferson Pena fouled that last pitch off. He calls time. And he steps back in. And plate umpire Zakovich encourages him. Let's hurry this thing along. I'm hot. Let's get out of here. It's 97 in the sun. As the 1-2 pitch on the way from Omlid. From the stretch, here it comes. Swing and a miss, strike 3. Omlid's first strikeout. And that's the first out of the top of the 8th inning. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics is your one-stop shop for all custom-made signs, banners, wraps, and graphics here in the Central Valley. When you choose Yellow Dog, you're choosing premium, high-quality products and excellent customer service, all at competitive price point. You can visit yellowdoggraphics.com to request a free quote or give them a call at 559-435-6263 today. As Christopher Torin, the leadoff man, swings and misses at this pitch, nothing and one. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, bring your best ideas to life, and we thank Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the 8th inning. And there's your sign, as Christopher Torin takes this pitch for a strike, and he's quickly down to the count, nothing and two. Torin comes in, 1 for 3, also has a stolen base, as the 0-2 misses outside. It's ball 1, Castillo, good block, a bit of... call that extracurriculars when there's nobody on base, but he definitely makes the effort. And at this level, you know, single A level, and any minor league level, that is what you want to see. And really any level in general, that's what you want to see. We've seen catchers mail it in before. Castillo not doing that, as this one is just off the outside corner, ball 2, and it's 2 balls and 2 strikes. So we are seeing the smallest crowd of this 6-game set on this hot Sunday afternoon, as this one is just upstairs, and it's ball 3 to Christopher Torin. He calls time. So Torin came into this game hitting 253, 4 home runs, 46 driven in. As earlier in this ball game, Torin picked up his 13th stolen base back in the 5th inning, as this one's fouled towards the dugout. And we'll do it again, 3-2. So Hunter Omlid has been very efficient in a Grizzlies uniform since we've seen him. Again, that first appearance back on Thursday evening, he struck out 5 of his 6 recorded outs, gave up a run, and now a pitch clock violation on the pitcher, Omlid. And that's going to be ball 4. And now the Rawhide with a 1-out base runner, as Christopher Torin takes first. As the pitch clock ran out, pitch timer ran out, Zakovich points at his wrist, says, nope, that's it. It's like the shot clock in the NBA and in basketball. I wonder when they're going to install a buzzer to, you know, let the pitcher know, hey, that's it. As this one's grounded hard back to the mound, it bounces off the glove of the pitcher. That knocked the glove right off of Hunter Omblad's hand. As he checks his glove for a hole, as he's able to recover and gloveless, he throws the ball, score that 1-3 on the putout. His catcher, Juan Castillo, comes out to check up on him. That's going to be a mound visit credited for the Grizzlies. But that was a rocket shot back up the middle. Omlid got his glove out on it, and he didn't throw the glove at the ball. That, of course, is against the rules. You know, using equipment or part of, you know, what you wear on your body to come off your body and try to throw that towards the bag, that does not count. We saw that earlier this year at the major league level, as Justin Turner swiping a base. Well, his helmet saved him from a tag, and, well, that technically allowed him to be in there safely, as this one is missing outside for a ball to Demetrio Crisantes. But again, that was a shot back up the middle. Omlid just stuck his glove out, and the ball ricocheted off the glove and shot the glove off the hand. As Olmstead recovered, Bear handed it with his right hand, flipped it to first. In the meantime, Christopher Torin reached second base as this one is skied in the air towards center field. Coming in is Hopfe, still coming in. Hopfe makes the catch about 2 feet in front of Tenna. Score that F8 in the uncharted territory of center field for the new Grizzly, Tommy Hopfe. Last chance for the Grizzlies heading to the top of the ninth. They trail 2-1. We'll be back from Valley Strong Ballpark. Hope for a Grizzlies comeback after this.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri. They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Fresno State Night returns to Chuck Chancey Park as the Fresno Grizzlies face off against the San Jose Giants on September 5th. Faculty and alumni can grab a special 2-for-$10 ticket deal at FresnoGrizzlies.com/offers. See you on September 5th for Fresno State Night.
Welcome back to Valley Strong Ballpark. Last chance for the Grizzlies in this game and last chance for them to keep their slim playoff hopes alive here in a 2-1 deficit from Valley Strong in Visalia. New pitcher on the mound is Alexis Libano. His predecessor, Luke Craig, the lefty, came in, fired one inning of perfect baseball. No strikeouts, no walks, but he was able to record his three outs. Did hit one batter, but Libano first pitch to the top of the order and Tevin Tucker. He squares to bunt, pulls it back, and it's 1-0. So Libano comes in. He's got 8 saves in 13 attempts. This is his 31st appearance on the year. 5.40 earned run average. He's a 4-5 overall win-loss record as this one misses for ball two. And it's 2-0 to Tevin Tucker. Tucker on the evening. On the afternoon, I keep saying evening, I'm used to that. He is 1-for-4, as this one is in there for a strike. 2-1. Tevin Tucker, grounded out in the first, struck out in the third, singled in the fourth, and then a ground out in the sixth as we are here in the top of the ninth. As we hope to see the Grizzlies come back in this ball game as this one misses upstairs, ball three. And now Tucker, the leadoff man, threatening to get aboard here. As the 3-1 pitch is outside ball four. Did he go? No, he did not, says base umpire Caleb George. And the Grizzlies, well, they've got their leadoff man aboard here as Libano issues the walk to Tevin Tucker. And the tying run is on base. That brings up Aiden Longwell. And we'll see what Longwell decides to do here. Whether they have him squaring to bunt. Third baseman playing about halfway. Now he's in on the toes just behind the grass. Left foot on the grass. The first pitch to Longwell is in there for a strike. It's nothing and one to Longwell. Longwell, who's officially 1-for-2. He's walked twice. Also singled and struck out. That's Tevin Tucker out there at first base. If you're thinking of Tucker going, well, he does have 14 steals on the year. He's only been caught 3 times. As the 0-1 pitch, Tucker hops towards second, and now it's fouled into the dirt. And the count moves quickly to 0-2. So I'm not sure if Tucker was thinking of going, but he was definitely thinking of drawing a throw from the young Rawhide catcher, Alberto Barriga. We've already seen him throw down a couple of times, throw down to first, throw down to second, trying to get the runner, chase the runner back to the bag. He's also bluffed a couple throws. As maybe Tucker trying to force a mistake down there at first base and distract the battery as Libano from the stretch on 0-2. Here's the pitch. It's upstairs. Ball one. It's 1-2. So Libano has that kind of hunched over stance. Reminiscent of Craig Kimbrell, hanging the right arm low as he looks in for the sign. And now on 1-2, he kicks and fires, swinging a line drive into center field. That's going to be a tough play. Rojas in on it, makes the catch on the run, and that's the first out of the inning. Score that F8 on the putout, and the Grizzlies are down to their final two outs. Fans, experience the ultimate party at Chicchansi. Enjoy thrilling gaming, award-winning dining, and rejuvenation at Serenity Springs Spa and Saloon. Plus, get ready for the sounds of summer concert series. Check out who's coming at ChicChanseyGold.com. Whether it's a day trip or an extended stay, Chicchansi Gold promises an unforgettable adventure. Join the party soon, and we thank Chicchansi Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the ninth inning. Braylon Wimmer looks at this first pitch for a ball. He's ahead in the count 1-0. And if you're the Grizzlies, this is the part of the lineup that you want up, as the 1-0 is outside ball 2. It's 2-0. So Wimmer currently 0-3. So he's at risk of losing that good 8-game hit streak. Started back in that series against Stockton, as the 2-0 is lined into center field, and that's going to be a base hit. So Wimmer has his 9th consecutive game with a base hit. And the Grizzlies have the tying run at second with only one out. Braylon Wimmer reaching, waiting until the last at bat to extend that hit streak. It now sits 1 game under double digits at 9. During Wimmer's hit streak, he's been very productive. 12 for 27, a .444 average over this 8-game hit streak. 1 home run, a triple, 5 runs batted in. 7 runs scored, 7 walks. He's also stolen 6 bases. As we had some time to bring you those stats, as the pitching coach for the Rawhide, Tyler Mark, brings his entire infield in, almost undoubtedly talking about how to play against Felix Tena. Tena strides in. He's 0 for 2. He has walked twice. Also popped out and flew out in this ballgame. Now he stands in as one of the last chances for this Grizzlies roster, for this Grizzlies lineup, but they trail 2-1. Another game of limited offense. Only 8 combined hits, 4 hits apiece on either side of the line. 1 run, 4 hits, no errors for the Grizzlies. 2 runs, 4 hits, no errors for the Rawhide, as the first pitch to Felix Tena swung on and missed, and he was trying to put the Grizzlies ahead on one swing of the bat. And he's behind in the count, nothing and one. Now looking down there at first base, Wimmer had a huge lead down there at first. And the first baseman, McLaughlin, not holding him on, but even still, you were practically a quarter of the way down the line, as this is swung on and missed as Tena's helmet slides off. And it's quickly nothing and two, as Tena now taking a walk, not happy with himself after going after that pitch. As the clock is reset now, Tena's going to have to come back. And the home plate umpire, Zach Hovich, resetting that clock when Tena's not even looking at him. He's back in time with 7 left on the clock, as he did step back in the box with a good 13, 12 seconds left on the clock, but the 0-2 pitch is popped foul to the right side and out of play. So the umpiring squad looking to get home early here, as Tena was hustled up on that timeout. He just wanted some time to himself, and home plate umpire Zach Hovich says, not on my watch. It's nothing and two. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Is outside. Libano now still ahead in the count 1-2, a pickoff attempt at second. Not really a good chance to get him, as Barriga throws down to second. Tucker in safely with a slide, but in safely by a good margin, as the Grizzlies have the tying and go-ahead runs on base here. Tying run at second, go-ahead run at first in the form of Braylon Wimmer. Both runners go now. The throw down to third is in time, and Tevin Tucker is gunned down on the bases, and now there are 2 away. And Tucker still down. I think he got dirt in his eye as he wipes his face And that was a close, close play. As in the meantime, Steve Solis came out to talk to the base umpire, Caleb George. And he turns around and heads back to the dugout, as does Tevin Tucker. And there are two away now in the top of the ninth inning. Last chance for the Grizzlies, as Felix Tena has a 2-2 count. That pitch was a ball. And now, I believe Tucker's just been thrown out of this game, as home plate umpire Zach Hovis just gave the heave-ho to somebody down there. We'll have to confirm who that was, but I'm pretty sure that was Tevin Tucker who just got the toss. Or was that Felix Tena? I'm trying to see now. Tena's taking a walk, and now Steve Solis trying to figure out what's happening. And I actually think that may have been Felix Tena who just received the heave-ho. He's still standing around the plate. We're going to have to see what happened. So to catch you up, Tevin Tucker was caught stealing. He was trying to head towards third. Now, Braylon Wimmer is still standing at second, but now we're trying to see who was thrown out of this game, as Tevin Tucker was thrown out. And I couldn't tell who the home plate umpire, Zach Hovich, was signaling to. And I believe indeed it was Tevin Tucker. He's heading out of the Grizzlies dugout, and now he'll head to the showers, possibly one batter early, as the Grizzlies hope to change that, as Tevin Tucker, now second baseman, thrown out from this ball game. So the Grizzlies down to their final strike, down to their final out with the tying run on base. And I think Felix Tena for a moment thought that was him who received the heave-ho, and he looked at the home plate umpire, Zach Hovich, as if, you know, what are you talking about? What could you have thrown me out for? So Tevin Tucker becomes the fourth ejection in this season for the Grizzlies. So Lee's being thrown out twice, Wimmer being thrown out once last week. Here's the 2-2 pitch. It's grounded foul to the right side, and we'll do it again. So a lot happening here in these last couple moments. Tevin Tucker ejected from this game. We'll hope the Grizzlies get a chance to replace him with somebody at second. If they're able to do so, that means they'll have tied this game up or better. So runner in scoring position, two outs, two balls, two strikes. Runner on second, the pitch fouled off again. And Felix Tena making the most out of this at bat, two balls, two strikes. But he has fouled off several straight pitches. Swinging strike, then he fouled it. Two balls, and now he's fouled off two in a row. Here's the pitch, it's inside, and the count goes full. Felix Tena, a 3-2 count to the Grizzlies right fielder, looking to keep this season, postseason hopes alive for the Grizzlies. As the payoff pitch coming, here it is. Upstairs, ball four, and Tena reaches on the walk. So it's not over yet. And again, if you're looking at, you know, this Grizzlies postseason chances, well, we talked a little bit earlier about the potential for the Grizzlies, and well, two out of three things right now are going against the Grizzlies. The Giants currently lead Rancho Cucamonga in the bottom of the fifth, 5-1. And now, actually, Lake Elsinore has just tied up the ball game against Modesto Nuts for a piece in Lake Elsinore. But the Grizzlies can only take care of what they can take care of, as the first pitch comes in and hits! Hits Blake Wright. That got him in the helmet. And it skipped off the front of the helmet as the umpire, Zach Hovich, steps out to play policeman. Nothing doing. As Blake Wright, I don't think he was, didn't take too kindly being plunked in the helmet with that pitch by Alexis Libano. Now he stands at first. So the Grizzlies now with their Fresno State product, Tommy Hopfe, could potentially be the hero in this ball game. Hopfe just coming to the team on Thursday. Joined the team on Thursday. He played left field the last three nights. He's out in center field tonight. He's making a couple plays out in center field this evening. Hopfe has two putouts on the evening, as he hopes to put one into the outfield here and maybe score the tying and potentially go-ahead runs. So we'll look around the diamond. Blake Wright's on first after the hit by pitch. He's okay. And anytime you see a pitch come up and in like that, you just hold your breath. But Blake Wright standing at first. Felix Tena standing at second. Braylon Wimmer, the tying run 90 feet away. The first pitch to Hopfe is popped foul towards my car. And it's nothing and one. So the 0-1 to the center fielder for the Grizzlies, Tommy Hopfe. He looks to be a key part of this Grizzlies lineup next year. Here's the pitch. It's grounded to the right side. Crisanta scoops it up, throws to first, and that's the ball game. So the Grizzlies drop game 6, 2-1 our final score, as the Grizzlies drop the series 4-2 against these Visalia Rawhide, and their chances in the postseason have officially been eliminated. So, we'll bring you back to Valley Strong Ballpark after this with the final line, postgame, and some scores from around the league. And we will welcome you to Chancy Park, give you a little bit of information for the game this coming Monday, tomorrow, on Labor Day, after this. Grizzlies lose 2-1 here at Valley Strong Ballpark.
Whoa, even parked, you can hear the 2024 Toyota Tacoma's powerful engine. Ultra-responsive torque, I could pull a jet ski, dirt bikes, construction materials. Should I start flipping houses? Oh, wow, is that the 2024 Land Cruiser? iForce Max Hybrid powertrain, full-time four-wheel drive, this Land Cruiser is legendary. Am I worthy? Where do I go? Where can't I go? How much vacation time do I have left? Oh, find yourself in a capable, reliable new Toyota today. Toyota, let's go places.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Fresno State Night returns to Chuck Chancy Park as the Fresno Grizzlies face off against the San Jose Giants on September 5th. Faculty and alumni can grab a special 2-for-$10 ticket deal at FresnoGrizzlies.com/offers. See you on September 5th for Fresno State Night.
Welcome back to Visalia. Grizzlies drop game 6 of this 6-game set. 2-1 the final score here from Valley Strong Ballpark in Visalia. The Grizzlies had opportunities, especially in that ninth inning, but unable to capitalize on those opportunities as they drop 4 of the 6 ball games to this Visalia Rawhide ball club. The rival Rawhide now improve their record to 35-25 on the second half of the season as they continue to look at the upcoming game between Lake Elsinore, actually the currently in progress game against Lake Elsinore versus Modesto Nuts down in Lake Elsinore. It's currently 4-4 down there. Lake Elsinore has two men on in the bottom of the fourth inning. Also around the league, San Jose leading Rancho Cucamonga 5-1 there in the top of the sixth. And later on this evening, Stockton will take on Inland Empire in Stockton. So those are your scores from around the league and schedules from around the league. But again, these Grizzlies dropping game 6. The winning pitcher is Eric Dominguez. He worked 3 innings. Dominguez improves his record to 3-1 on the year. Overall, in today's ball game, though, Dominguez came in about midway through the game and worked 3 innings after picking up the ball from Edgar Isaya, who took the ball from the Rawhide starter, Denny Lorando. So again, we'll get you some stats in just a moment here from the Rawhide pitcher on the losing end, though. Stu Flesen the third drops to 2-3. So on the Rawhide side again, Dominguez worked 3 innings, gave up no hits, no runs, none earned. He did walk 2, struck out only 1. On the losing side, the Grizzlies, Stu Flesland III, he worked 6 strong innings, a good outing by the left-hander, just did not have any offense behind him. He gave up 4 hits, 2 runs, they were both earned, 1 walk, and only 3 strikeouts. But again, a very efficient outing for the Grizzlies' left-hander. So, fans, thank you for joining us on the stream, guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Life app. I'm Ben Hensley. I've been filling in for Stephen Rice. We'll hear you again tomorrow. And again, tomorrow's ball game, if you haven't heard, I've been saying it all week to make sure we get as many people out to see your Grizzlies as we can get. Come out to Chancy Park tomorrow at 4:05. That's the first pitch at 4:05 tomorrow, Labor Day. If you've got the day off, come out, bring the family, bring the friends, bring the coworkers, and come out to the ballpark. Even though you're Grizzlies, they will not make the postseason this year with this loss, but it is still a good time always at Chukchansey Park. Also, be sure to come out Thursday night for Fresno State Night. You're going to see some Fresno State graduates. You're going to hear the sights and the sounds of the valley, and you'll also very likely to see Tommy Hopfe, the number 9 draft pick and Fresno State product, the 10th Bulldog all time to wear a Grizzlies uniform. So, for everybody back in Fresno, for Stephen Rice, for Stream Guys, for FresnoGrizzlies.com, and for the Valley Live app, I'm Ben Hensley. We will hear you again, see you again tomorrow from Chukchansey as the Grizzlies take on the Giants. Final line, Grizzlies 1, Rawhide 2. We'll see you tomorrow.
Whoa, even parked, you can hear the 2024 Toyota Tacoma's powerful engine. Ultra-responsive torque, I could pull a jet ski, dirt bikes, construction materials. Should I start flipping houses? Oh, wow, is that the 2024 Land Cruiser? iForce Max Hybrid powertrain, full-time four-wheel drive, this Land Cruiser is legendary. Am I worthy? Where do I go? Where can't I go? How much vacation time do I have left? Oh, find yourself in a capable, reliable new Toyota today. Toyota, let's go places.
Fresno State Night returns to Chukchansey Park as the Fresno Grizzlies face off against the San Jose Giants on September 5th. Faculty and alumni can grab a special 2-for-$10 ticket deal at FresnoGrizzlies.com/offers. See you on September 5th for Fresno State Night.